Welcome to Rockhounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockhounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rockhounds, Bob Hart.
We'll call it a little bit of Rockhounds arithmetic. 3 times 2 equals 4. Yeah, I know it's supposed to be 6. I am messing with you a little bit, but last night, trailing 1-0 in the bottom half of the 7th inning, the Rockhounds got 3 consecutive swings of the bat. Each was a 2-bagger, and that led to a 4-run inning. The doubles driving in all 4 runs as the Hounds won the ballgame by that final score of 4-1, same score as on Tuesday night. Caden Trankel, who has been in a bit of a slump, and again, the Arkansas series in particular was really rough on hitters overall, but Caden opened the inning with a sharp single to right. Denzel Clark coaxed it. I mean, a close walk on a 3-2, put two men on, and then came the 3 times 2 equals 4, the 3 doubles that put 4 on the board. Brennan Malone sent a ball into deep right center field. That scored 2, gave the Hounds a 2-1 lead. Henry Bolte doubled down the left field line. That brought Brennan Malone home. And Daniel Susak capped the inning with an RBI double to right field, and that scored Bolte. So 4-1 was the final. Riders got on the board in the first inning and still held that 1-0 lead going to the last of the stretch inning. Both starting pitchers outstanding last night. A good matchup, an interesting one tonight as well. Dane Acker got out of a first-inning jam, had second and third and one out, but Dane got out of that, held the Hounds scoreless over 5 innings. He allowed 4 hits, 3 walks, and 8 strikeouts. Jack Perkins allowed the first inning run, gave up 6 hits. By the way, half of them, 3 of the 6, were infield singles. He walked just 1, and like Dane Acker, he struck out 8 batters to Jack Perkins. Colin Palouse got the win in relief with 2 scoreless. Ryan Cusick had a hold in the 8th inning, and Shohei Tomioka got his first save of this season, his 3rd as a member of the Rockhounds over 2 seasons, got the save in the 9th inning. So 4-1 was the final. This is really as high a profile matchup as there is anywhere in AA, maybe in all of minor league baseball. The Riders at 65-39 have the best record overall in all of AA. The Rockhounds virtually in a tie for 2nd. Tennessee is 62-41. The Hounds are 62-42. 20 games over 500 for the 2nd time on this season. That matches, by the way, a high. And, of course, the Riders at 26 games over 500. And for the season, 3 games on top of the Hounds. Hounds now lead the South Division race by 1 game. Frisco, of course, right there. If that were to hold, or if Frisco wins the 2nd half, the Rockhounds would be virtually guaranteed to be the wild card team. The Hounds have a 15-game lead over San Antonio for that potential wild card. Again, that would be the case if Frisco sweeps both halves. If someone else wins it, of course, well, then they would be the 2nd half champs and would face the Rough Riders. Hounds right now by 1 game. A couple of guys on the mound who are making just their 2nd AA starts. Left-hander Mitch Bratt will go for the Rough Riders. He was outstanding at San Antonio. And Chen Zhuang will go for the Rockhounds. He went 4 scoreless in his opening appearance. And that was at Arkansas. Rockhounds have taken the diamond, and just ahead of our first pitch, let's take you downstairs for the national anthem.
Rise and bright stars, to the sky, or the river's
Kennedy Jones with the singing of the Star Spangled Banner this evening from Momentum Bank Ballpark as we get set for game three of this six-game set. Again, the first two games, the exact score of 4-1 with the Rockhounds winning the first two. Riders came in with a one-game lead in the division. Rockhounds now lead by one, but these two, again, have won. They have seesawed back and forth, the exception of that stretch in the first half when the Riders went absolutely full goose bozo and took care of business and won the first half. San Antonio, of course, got out to the early lead in the second half, but the Missions come into this one now having slipped, having played the Rough Riders, who have been just murder on the Missions. San Antonio 6.5 back as play begins tonight. By the way, halfway through last night's ball game was the halfway point of the second half of the season. That's way too much arithmetic, isn't it? Right-hander Chen Zhuang is on the mound. He will throw the first pitch of this ball game in bright sunlight, 100 degrees plus. We'll check that and invite you to kick back, relax. Going to take you out to the ball game, my friends. Rockhounds and Riders coming up. First pitch after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, Bud. The game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
What do you think? It's August or something. 103 degrees at first pitch. Didn't have much breeze last night. A little bit more wind than we had last night. It's 10 miles an hour and almost directly inward. So breeze will be at least a little bit of a factor in this game. Right-hander Chen Zhuang will go to the mound for the Rockhounds. He is from Hualien, Taiwan, making his second appearance, first start for the Rockhounds. Again, went four scoreless at Arkansas. He will face Kaber Rodriguez to lead it off. Right-hand hitting second baseman will stand in. We're taking care of something over toward right field that I guess has now been taken care of. Little housekeeping. Now ready to go. Kaber Rodriguez, a 253 right-handed hitter. Upright stance in the right-hand box. Here's Chen Zhuang, and here's the first pitch of our game, and it's down and away for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Alejandro Osuna moves to the two spot in the order. He's the left fielder. Osuna in left, batting second. Stretch and pitch by Chen, and that's fouled off to the right and out of play. One ball and one strike. Josh Hatcher batting third. And he will be the first baseman, so batting third and playing the three spot. Didn't mean to hesitate. I thought for a moment that wasn't Osuna in the on-deck circle, but it is. Osuna is on deck. Line drive, and that's under the glove of Brendan Malone into right field, base hit. Kaber Rodriguez with an opposite field, low line drive. Again, Rockhounds quite often will play the first baseman in, just a step or so off the grass, well off the bag. That ball was fairly near to Brennan, but it got there so fast, not much of any chance to make that play. Lean to his right, but the ball got down. Low line drive, base hit, and the Riders have the leadoff man in this ball game on. Single to right field. Here is Alejandro Osuna. Now wearing the bright yellow spikes tonight. Pitch from Chen swung on in. Foul tipped into the glove of Shane McGuire, 0-1. Middle third of the order, Cody Freeman is the third baseman batting cleanup. Cody Freeman is at third. Maximo Acosta, shortstop, batting fifth. Acosta is at short. Shortly for Rodriguez. Pitch by Zhuang is popped up, but it'll get into the seats. And a count quickly 0-2. Aaron Zavala batting sixth in right field. Zavala is in right. Luis Nieces is the designated hitter, and he will bat seventh. Nieces, the DH. Cooper Johnson behind the plate. The catcher batting eighth. Cooper Johnson behind the dish. Pitch to Osuna, fouled straight back. Got a pretty good rip at that pitch, and the count stays 0-2. Daniel Mateo will round it out. He's the center fielder. Daniel Mateo batting ninth in center. Rodriguez, Osuna, and Hatcher. Freeman, Acosta, and Zavala. Nieces, Johnson, and Mateo for the Riders. 65-36 on this season. 65-39, forgive me. It's just inside for a ball, 1-2. 26 games over 500. They've been good anyway, but my goodness, at home, 20 games over, 35-15 at Riders Field. These teams split a six-game series there earlier this season. 1-2 pitch, popped in the air. Now right out the bag at second. Uribeel Angeles will glove that for the out. It'll pop up. It's basically edge of the infield grass. Pop out to shortstop. One man down, and here's Josh Hatcher. Second half of this season, Rockouts 22-13, and Riders just one game behind that at 21-14. Springfield Cardinals now the best record, or share the best record, 22-13 of the Cardinals in the North. First pitch swing, Hatcher sends one to center field and deep, but Denzel's got room, and he will actually camp and wait for it. Ball was well hit. The wind is blowing in, and I think that probably took a little bit of the steam out of that drive from Josh Hatcher. Something obviously to watch when the wind is blowing straight in. We don't get that all that often, but and it's not strong by West Texas standards, but 10 miles an hour of wind can certainly affect 6 ounces of baseball. So two down now for Cody Freeman. Keber Rodriguez opening the ball game with that sharp single to right. He's at first base with two away. Freeman, 274, 13 homers and 50 driven in. Tossed first will chase Rodriguez back. Keber has not run much. He has 5 steals, has been caught 3 times. Cody Freeman, right-handed hitter, waits. Runner bluffs, doesn't go. Pitch is taken. McGuire throws behind the runner. Boy, that was close. Well, Rodriguez, that was a pretty serious bluff. Shane McGuire threw behind him, but not in time. See, I was going to say ball when it's an 0-1 count. Forgive me, no balls in one strike to count. Freeman waits, rests the bat on the shoulder as he sets up, takes high and away for a ball. One ball and one strike. 7 o'clock start, so that shadow already creeping up the upslope of the mound and well past first base. Everything else in 103-degree sunshine. One ball, one strike. Pitch by Zhuang, outside just off the corner, framed by Shane McGuire. Didn't quite get there, 2-1. And Cody Freeman, 50 runs driven in, second on the club behind Josh Hatcher, both among the best run producers in the league. Zhuang sets at the belt. Right-hander with the pitch. Outside and low for a ball, count 3-1. Maximo Acosta, who drove in a run in the top of the first inning yesterday, on deck. Cody Freeman stands back in. Freeman's been good against the Rockhounds, a .300 average in the season series. Pitch on the way, as that is popped in the air. Left side, looking up to Jeremy Ironman, the third baseman in the sunshine. He will. Jeremy, I'm not going to tell anybody that you bobbled that ball, but he bobbled that ball. He doesn't drop very many of them. Boy, that was, you could tell that sunshine was right in the eye. So Jeremy tucks it away, and the leadoff single goes by the boards. We have played a half inning at Momentum Bank Ballpark, and it's the Frisco Rough Riders nothing. And in the second start for the left-hander for the Rough Riders, Mitch Bratt, the Rockouts are coming to bat.
Gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the OMG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com. Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable one, two, and three-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you'll experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Denzel Clark will lead it off for the Rockhounds, bottom half of the first inning. Denzel facing the left-hander Mitch Bratt. Outstanding first appearance at San Antonio with five scoreless. Chopper on the first pitch of the inning and handled at shortstop, but not in time. Throw gets away, but it will be, he'll stay in play, so Denzel will stay at first base. So we'll see, give him a base hit on that. Infield single for Denzel just that quickly. Swung at the first pitch of the inning. Little chopper to shortstop. And boy, again, it just bears repeating. Denzel, of course, very athletic. 6'5". But man, he hustles. And that was close. That was real. That would have been bang, bang anyway. So base hit for Denzel. Each team with a leadoff base hit. Here in the first inning, an infield single for the Rockhounds. Here's Brennan Malone. Denzel runs in the first pitch. It's taken up and away. Here's the throw, and not in time. It was close. And Cable Rodriguez thought they got him, and it was certainly close. But Denzel, boy, on two pitches, he's at second base. Infield single, and his 21st, to be correct, his 21st steal of the season. Oh, and one to Brendan Malone, batting second as the Hounds' first baseman. And lineup has been shuffled a bit. Pitch down to the dirt. Good block by catcher Cooper Johnson. Well, that keeps a runner from getting the third with nobody out. Good play by the Riders backstop. Henry Bolte on deck. He's the designated hitter in this one. Henry Bolte on deck, the DH. Jack Winkler moves to the four spot and plays the four position. Jack Winkler at second base. Stretched by Bratt. Left-hander's pitch swung on and missed. Elevated a fastball, and Brennan could not find it. One and two. Shadow stretches out very, very quickly this time of the evening, this time of the year, I should say. So already right to that point where the shadow is beyond the mound. And as the left-hander releases that baseball, goes right off the fingertips into the shadows. One ball, two strikes to count. Malone waits, stirs that bat a little bit as he does. Two looks at second, and a pitch to the dish up high for a ball, two and two. Jason Rosario gets the start tonight in right field. He'll bat fifth. Jason Rosario is the right fielder. Eurybio Angeles is the shortstop, batting sixth, playing. The sixth spot is Eurybio. Brian Wilbos will play the seventh position, and he will bat seventh. Wilbos is in left field. 2-2 count. Malone waits. Pitch swung on and missed. And on the 92-mile-an-hour fastball, Brennan Malone is out, so one on with one man down. The batter is Henry Bolte. Henry with an RBI double in last night's ball game. Bottom third of the order starts with Brian Wilbos, then Shane McGuire, the catcher batting eighth. Shane McGuire behind the dish. And Jeremy Ironman rounds it out. He's the third baseman. Jeremy Ironman batting ninth to third. Stretch and pitch by Bratt. Backdoor breaking pitch got there. Called strike, 0-1. Henry at 233, has three home runs. He's driven in 12. Just turned 21 a couple of days ago. Mitch Bratt, who is a Canadian, comes set. Little turn and throw to second base. Diving back in is Denzel. A strong throw. Caber Rodriguez covering the bag. Mitch from Newmarket, Ontario. Fifth rounder in 2021 by the Rangers. Started the year with a really good stretch at Hickory at advanced single A. Went 6-4, a 3.03 ERA. Good numbers right across the board. Earned the promotion to the Riders. Left-hander with a couple of looks at Denzel. He's running. Pitch is swung on. Ground ball foul. Little bouncer foul. So a quick 0-2 count here to Henry Bolte. Denzel, though, running on the pitch, got a really good jump. So for the Hounds, it's Clark, Malone, and Bolte. Winkler, Rosario, and Angeles. And Wilbos, McGuire, and Ironman rounding it out. And Richard Gregorio Petit standing on the home plate side of the third base coaching area. It's not really a box. Pitch is called, third strike at the knees. Boy, good breaking catch. Boy, actually, no, that had good movement. That was a fastball at 93. Boy, that bent in a little bit. Left-hander on the mound, right-hander on the at the dish. So a little cutting action on that. Henry Volpe is frozen for a called third strike. Good pitch by Bratt. So he gives up the infield single, comes back with a pair of whiffs, and here's Jack Winkler. Jack at 238, 8 home runs. Next RBI will be his 50th. And he sends one just foul wide of the bag at third. Sharply hit, but just foul. Oh, and won the count. Mitch Bratt with Hickory mentioned the 3.03 ERA. His other numbers were actually much better than that. Had a 1.01 whip. And opposition hit just 220 against him. That'll get you a promotion. 0-1 count. The lefty with a stretch and pitch, and that ball hard hit, but foul got way out in front of that one, did Jack? And the count is 0-2. So a couple of strikeouts and an 0-2 count after the leadoff base hit. Winkler stands back in pretty well straight away in the box. Rapp comes set at the belt. Looks over the shoulder at the runner at second. Gives him a second look. And out bluffs that way, but does not throw. I imagine Denzel would be running here, but you never know. It was worth a look. Oh, 2 to Jack Winkler. Jason Rosario would be next here in the Rockhounds' first inning. No score. Pitch to Winkler is inside for a ball, and the count goes 1-2. Jack has been very good in the season series with the Rough Riders. He's hitting 327, 52 at-bats, so that's a pretty solid sample size. Again, teams meeting, this is the third series of the year between the clubs. Game 15. Pitch down and in, and did it hit him? Yep, it did. So Jack Winkler hit by a 1-2 pitch, and that'll be frustrating for sure for Mitch Bratt. Just trying to pitch a little down and in, got a little bit too far down, a little too far in. So two men on for Jason Rosario. Jason, an interesting number. He's hitting 278. And again, he has not been an everyday player. He has hits in 9 of his last 11 games. That dates back to June 28th. The stretch and pitch by Brown, and that ball is looped into right center field. That's a base hit. Welcome, Jason Rosario. Coming for third is Winkler. The throw not quite in time, and an RBI single, Jason Rosario. Well, I told you he's hit in 9 of his last 11 games, and that's more than a month's worth. And, boy, he wasted no time and pulled that pitch into right center field. In to score is Denzel Clark, and Jason Rosario with his 36th RBI. Around to third is Jack Winkler. So, boy, that two-strike and two-out hit batsman plays a role in this inning for sure. You say it so often, and Jason Rosario becomes a really good example of it. These guys are all used to being everyday players. I mean, since they teetered up in T-ball and all the way through Little League and all the youth baseball and, of course, high school and college, if that was the case. Not all of them, of course, are college players, but they've been everyday guys, and they've been maybe the best guy or one of the two or three best guys on the club. So to sit a long while is very unusual for them in their careers. Uribe Angeles rather swings, fouls it back. A quick 0-1 count to the Rockhound shortstop. First and third of the base runners, so the Hounds have the early lead in this one. 1-0 in the first inning. Uribe from the right side, hands up high. Swings and pops one foul out of play right side. Quick 0-2 count. Into the seats and cause a little stir. Jack Winkler is the runner at third base. Jason Rosario on at first. Uribe waits, set by Bratt. Pitch to the outside edge. Boy, just missed 1-2. Borderline pitch to be sure. Ball and two strikes. Daniel is, of course, up from Lansing. Joined the ball club last week during the road swing at North Little Rock, Arkansas. 1-2, Rosario runs. Ball hit in the air to left field, and that's well struck. High and deep. That ball's going to get down. That's going to find the base of the wall. That's going to drive home one, going to drive home two. Uribe Alangeles with a two-run double to deep left field. Boy, and that is basically into the wind. He smoked that ball. So Uribiel, who has five base hits as a rock hound, three of them are doubles, or extra base hits rather, two doubles and a triple, and he drives home two. Jason Rosario, of course, could run on contact with two men down in the inning, so that brings home two more on a double to left field by Angeles, and it's 3-0 hounds in the first. Here's Brian Guelbas. Takes on the outside corner with a backdoor strike, 0-1. Boy, that really amplifies certainly the frustration for Mitch Bratt. He had an 0-2 count on Jack Winkler with two down and eventually hit him with a pitch down at the foot. And three runs have scored since. Pitch to the outside edge, called strike to Guelbas, 0-2. One of the little things, last night Denzel Clark drawing a walk on a very close 3-2 pitch. And that's still with the Riders leading 1-0 that put two men on, and three consecutive doubles later it was a 4-1 game. The 0-2 stretch, Bratt delivers way outside and high for a ball, and the count is 1-2. Ryan Guelbas at 2-0-8. He's playing in his 15th game since coming up. Right-handed hitter waits. Angeles takes the lead off second base. Pitch swing and a miss with an off-speed pitch. Got him way out in front. And the swinging strike three. So he strikes out the side. With three base hits in the inning. An infield single. Of course, that double by Angeles. But a little bit of everything in that inning for Mitch Bratt. And boy, again, he just kind of circled that hit-by-pitch inning. Really pivoted there. Rockhounds take the lead. We go to the top half of the second. Rockhounds 3 and Frisco nothing.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Played one inning of baseball at Momentum Bank Ballpark, so let's take just a moment to welcome you on board on Valley Live, MILB TV, and here on Rockhounds Radio on MidlandRockhounds.org. Bob Harnes at the ballpark, always a pleasure to bring you Texas League baseball. You and I have been, many of us, have been traveling this road for a long, long while, 4,000 plus in terms of games. Rockhounds and the Rough Riders continue this series tomorrow evening. And this, of course, if you don't know, this is basically the birthplace of Friday Night Lights. And so we're going to steal that theme tomorrow. We're going to play a baseball game. But the giveaway item for Friday night will be Rockhounds football-style jerseys. And I think they are really cool looking. I think they are up on the website. You can check them out there. That's the first 1,000 fans. So we look forward to seeing you here tomorrow evening. Or if you like fireworks, of course, if the Hounds are in town with a Friday night, as they will be on this Friday. Excuse me, on tomorrow. On Saturday. Fireworks are Saturday. It's only August, you know. You should probably know that by now. So a fireworks show will follow the game, and it's Defenders of the Diamond night, too, on Saturday and Sunday in the afternoon at 1 o'clock, now that I have the calendar squared away. First pitch swing, and Acosta sends a high fly ball to straightaway center. He hit that ball better than the result will tell you. Fly ball to center field, handled by Denzel, fairly deep in center, and again into the wind. So one pitch, one swing, one fly ball, and Maximo Acosta flies out. Here's Aaron Zavala. Maximo, of course, as I'm trying to figure out what day comes after Thursday, he swings at the first pitch. Aaron Zavala, left-handed hitting right fielder. Chen Zhuang on the mound, delivers down the middle, and he got there, called strike right at the knees. Chen opened the year in Stockton, was promoted to Advanced A Lansing, and now makes his second appearance with the Rockhounds. He, too, joined the team during the Arkansas road swing. Delivers this one down to the dirt, and it's one ball, one strike. Overall on the year, it's his 20th appearance. His 12th as a starter. He's 5-2 overall. Again, that starts at single A, then advanced A and double A. 1.99 ERA. Pitch up high for a ball. Count is 2-1. A 0.87 whip, and opposition hitting 198 against him. Would have been one of the older players, certainly, at Stockton, but didn't stay there all that long with the ports. This one bounces to the plate. The count goes 3-1, then up to Lansing. He is, by the way, he's here. He has an interpreter with him. And today we managed to make sure that we were saying his name properly. And he also, he's from originally from Taipei, Taiwan, but is now from Hualien, is his home. Pitch up high for ball four. So Zavala draws a walk. Now, I didn't mention this stat. Now I'm glad I didn't. In 68 innings overall, that covers three different levels. In 68 innings, he had walked 9 batters. It struck out 69 and walked 9. It's a 7.5-1 ratio, and naturally he walks a batter here. He had 2 walks at Arkansas. They came back-to-back in the 9th inning. Here's Luis Mieses, and he takes over the inside corner for a called strike, 0-1. Of course, the task becomes much more difficult as you get to this level. And this is Chen's first time at the AA level. Facing the left-hander, Luis Mieses. Up to a good start with the Riders, hitting 320, very small sample size. Takes up and away for a ball, 1-1. Luis at 9-for-28. Base runner Aaron Zavala, he will run from time to time, has 7 steals, has been caught 4 times. Mieses waits a 1-1 count. Zavala, it's an extended lead ground ball. That's a base hit to right field. Yanked it into right. Ball bobbled a little bit. And Rosario throws behind the runner at first base. Jason bobbled that ball initially and then threw behind the runner. But it's first and third. Zavala getting there on the base hit. So the Riders come right back, put 2 men on with 1 man down. Sharp base hit to right field. 2 hits for the Riders, both very sharply hit. And the walk, of course, to Zavala. And that now puts runners at first and third. Gabriel Rodriguez led off the game with a line drive to right. Infield will play, see where they're going to set up, adjusting as Cooper Johnson stands in. Howes will play the infield back. Malone, of course, holding the runner on at first base. Pitch to Cooper Johnson up high for a ball, 1-0. Cooper hitting 225. He is the Riders' catcher. 225 average, but he has 9 home runs and 33 driven in, tied for second on the club in home runs, and half of his 36 hits have been for extras, as 9 doubles and 9 homers. 1 ball, no strikes, right-handed hitter with the hands up high, swings and misses. Count squares at 1-1. All of the infield grass and pretty much the right side of the infield in shadows. Everything else still, of course, for a long while yet will be in sunlight. 1-1 count by the right-hander. Schwung's pitch, swung on and missed. Fastball up, and the count is 1-2. Cooper Johnson asking for time. Rockhounds 3, Riders nothing, but Frisco threatening here with 2-1 and 1 man down, top of the second inning. Cooper Johnson, 26 years of age. He's from Chicago. Hands up high as he sets. 1-2 count. Chen with a pitch. And that is popped in the air, right field, not overly deep on the run. Jack Winkler, anybody going to get there? Jack tumbles, makes the catch, and turns and throws to home plate. Boy, what a play by Jack Winkler. Wind blowing a little bit, and Jack made that play, crossing into foul ground very near the tarp. We get a second look on that catch, see how close he was. And again, the presence of mind to turn quickly and throw back to home plate, because, of course, the runner from third can tag, even though that's a foul ball. Watching Jack on the replay, he'll cross into foul territory, 1 step and 2, reaches, makes the play, and it slides, almost tumbles into the tarp, ended up about 3 feet away from it. Tremendous play by Jack Winkler. 2 men down. First and third, two out. Pitch outside to Daniel Mateo for ball one. Last night was a 1-0 game until the seventh inning, but there were what we like to call crossroads moments, and several of them. Got one right here. First and third, two men down. Chen comes set. Pitch to Mateo. Up high, ball two, 2-0. Top of the order, Caber Rodriguez leading on deck. Shane McGuire giving the sign to the right-hander. Chuang ready to go. Two balls, no strikes. Pitch, swung on, foul back. Count 1-1. Daniel, make it 2-1, forgive me. Two balls, one strike. Daniel Mateo at 146 has a home run, nine driven in. Crowds that plate a little bit from the right side. Sets up with the hands down low, right about with the letters. Chuang comes set. Pitch to Mateo, fouled away. Count goes 2-2. So 2-1, 2-out, and a two-ball, two-strike count. Riders try to put a dent in a 3-0 deficit here in the second inning. Mateo stepped out for a moment now. Back in, he asked for time, didn't use much of it, but now set to go. Chen Zhuang set at the belt, runners at the corners, two men down. Look, stretch in, pitch, strike three, called in the outside corner, and Mateo was rung up. First strikeout for Chen, and boy, it comes at an opportune moment at first and third, but the rally will be dissipated. I was trying to sneak a college word in. Let's not do that. Let's go to the top of the second inning. Rockhounds 3, Frisco nothing.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Shane McGuire leads off as we go to the bottom half of the second inning. Rockhounds catcher, number 8 hitter in the order. Jeremy Ironman will follow with Denzel Clark back to the top of the order. Last half of the second, Hounds 3 and the Riders nothing. First delivery to Shane, inside corner from the left-hander. A lefty-lefty matchup and an 0-1 count. One for Mitch Bratt, such a, boy, a fine line between a scoreless inning and giving up three as he did. Stretch and pitch, boy, swinging and miss. Boy, Shane's bat goes flying over toward his own dugout. Finds the screen above the dugout, and the bat boy will jog back out with it. Good velocity on that bat toss. 0-2 to Shane, hitting .223, three home runs, 25 driven in. Outstanding defensive catcher. Get a little dirt and a rub on that baseball bat. Now you'll stand back in. 0-2 the count. Glancing over at third baseman Cody Freeman, shielding his eyes from the sun. Breaking pitch, a beauty, got him. Called third strike for a big old yacker by Mitch Bratt. And second
his fourth strikeout of Cheatin' and Mitch at Cheatin' four strikeouts. And here's Jeremy Ironman. Jeremy, 236. He has 8 home runs, 29 driven in. Only 2 or maybe 3 of those home runs, absolutely electrifying. Backdoor pitches high and away for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Riders have been rough on Jeremy, just 2 for 22 in the season series. 0-1 pitch, down and away for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes. This is the 15th meeting between the clubs. They will meet a total of 18 times in the regular season. Again, an oddity of the schedule, only 1 visit for the Hounds to Frisco. There's a swing and a little looper in the left field. Natty is going to slice and drum. It's going to be handled by the third baseman, Freeman. Right on the edge of sunlight and shadow, Cody made that play. He's watching shortstop Acosta. Maximo looked like he might have a beat on it, but no, it was Cody Freeman who tucks it away in shallow left field toward the line. 2 men down as Jeremy Ironman pops out, and Denzel Clark will be the batter. The infield single for Dee his first time around. First pitch of the bottom half of the first inning. Right-handed hitter at 269. Swings and goes after it again. This time he pops it up. Boy, that breeze really blowing. Second baseman will track it down. Will Caber Rodriguez. Now wind has picked up. It was 10 miles an hour when we started. It's stronger than that now. Caber just kept chasing that ball and chasing it, moving and moving and moving. And he finally did indeed love it. So a very quick and a very good inning for Mitch Bratt. 1-2-3. Go the Rockhounds in short order. To the top of the third we go. Rockhounds 3 and Frisco nothing.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
It's a ballpark tradition and a great way to jumpstart your weekend. Thirsty Thursday, enjoy Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds and discount beer and soft drinks at every Thursday home game. Thirsty Thursdays are made possible in part by Widener Apartments and Lone Star Signs. Gates open at 6 with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Thanks to our friends at Widener Properties and Lone Star Signs for Thirsty Thursday. That, of course, is tonight. 2 more. That's all we have remaining. Just 2 more Thursday home games, at least in the regular year. We'll see after that. Top of the order, top of the third. Caber Rodriguez takes... quite sure where that missed, but it did. Ball 1-1 ball, no strikes. Caber with a sharp single to right field. His first time up, led off the game with a base hit to right, but was stranded there at first base. Zhuang's pitch down the middle called strike 1-1. By the way, the Rangers making a move affecting the Rough Riders today. Framier Chavez promoted to Triple-A Round Rock, now with the Express. Bunt attempt, fouled back up and to the screen behind home plate, trying to bunt his way on. Now goes the ball and 2 strikes. So Framier Chavez joining the Express. Of course, a long time ago, Round Rock, when they first got the franchise, they were a Texas League team for their first good number of years. Man, really missed going to the Dell Diamond, one of the really terrific ballparks. Rainier Chavez replaced by Esteban Mejia, who has joined the club today, and he would be available if needed. Top of the third, Rodriguez at the plate, a 1-2 count as he leads it off. 3-0 Rockhounds. 1-2 pitch. Sharply hit to short. Arnalez is there. Throw to first is in plenty of time. One man down here in the third inning. And the batter, Alejandro Osuna. Well, I'm being facetious, of course, but almost kind of disappointed. He's now wearing the bright yellow spikes and the yellow batting gloves today. Sartorial splendor. Alejandro hitting 290 in 28 games since joining the Riders. That brings a lot of intangibles from what I am told. He's a swing and a line drive foul well wide of first base. Got out in front of that. No balls and one strike to count. And a native of Mexico. Opened the year with a dance day hickory and has been really solid. Came into this series, in fact, hitting exactly 300. Stretch by Chen Zhuang and pitch to the outside edge, just wide for a ball. One ball and one strike. Josh Hatcher on deck in the top half of the third inning. Guys in the left side of the infield peering right into the setting sun, and same with left and center. The swing and that ball hits center field, and Denzel will come on and he will make the catch. Kind of a soft line drive, shallow center field. And Denzel there to make the play. By the way, check between innings, and yeah, the wind has, well, that doubled, but it's a lot stronger than it was. It was 10 miles an hour when the game opened. It's now 15 to 17, and that will definitely affect the baseball. A couple of pop-ups that have been handled right side of the infield the last inning or so have been blown around some. Here's Josh Hatcher. He flew out to center on a well-hit ball his first time up. Swings and misses on a breaking pitch down and in, 0-1. Josh at 292 had a terrific game yesterday. Went 3-for-4. Scored the Riders' run, swiped a base along the way, bumped that average up to 292. Left-handed hitter waits. Pitch by Zhuang, and that's looped into left field. That'll sink and drop for a base hit. Brian Blobos will make the play, but that's a two-out single for Josh Hatcher. Went the other way. A little flare into shallow left for a base hit. One on with two men down. And Cody Freeman will be the batter. Third base hit of the game for the Riders. Freeman popped out to third baseman Jeremy Ironman his first time up. Mentioned Cody Freeman and Josh Hatcher, but been at the center of that lineup most, if not all, of the season. Between them, they've driven in 104 runs, have 22 home runs, 28 steals. It's a pretty good 3-4 spot in the order. Freeman at the plate with Josh Hatcher on at first base. Pitch to Cody, and he swings and sends one foul left field side out of play, 0-1. Freeman, the third baseman. Cody, 5'10", 180 pounds, 23 years of age. Goes old school with the look, has the maroon socks, the stirrups, with the gray rings around him. Always like that look. Breaking pitch, foul back, count is 0-2, no balls and two strikes. Chen Zhuang getting the start for the Rockhounds tonight. His first time out, he piggybacked with Mason Barnett, who will go tomorrow. We've got a pitching matchup that is really good tonight with two guys just their second double-A appearances, and tomorrow, really high profile. 0-2 pitch, hard hit ball and one hop to shortstop, handled by Angeles, flips to second base for the out. 6-4 put out, Cody Freeman bounces into the inning-ending fielder's choice, so no runs, on a base hit, no errors, and one man is left on base. To the bottom of the third we go. Rockhounds 3 and Frisco nothing.
There are a few things you should know about Darby Myers. 1, he's Shaquille O'Neal's cousin. 2, the man is always smiling. 3, he saved the Rockhounds 2013 season. At least for the radio guy he did. Since the advent of the Rockhounds A's era in 1999, the team has won all 6 of the franchise's outright Texas League titles, played for another, and has been competitive almost every season. 2013 was a notable exception. It was just a rough season, with one notable exception. Darby went 0-for-4 against San Antonio on July 20th. The next time he went hitless was the 31st of August. Darby Myers put together a 33-game hit streak, the longest in all of minor league baseball in 2013. Records are not complete for the early years, but we're virtually certain that the 33-gamer stands as the longest in franchise history. It was also the real deal. As we so often say, you can have a 50-game hit streak and hit 200 doing it. In the 33-gamer, Darby hit 357. In an otherwise rough season, Darby's streak gave us a story every night for more than a month on Rocktown's radio. He turned what were otherwise the dog days of August into the Darby Myers show with a personality to match the streak. Oh, sidebar, he was still playing last year in the independent ranks and has legally changed his name to Johnny Turbo. Well, be it Darby or Johnny Turbo, I bet he's still smiling.
We go to the bottom half of the third inning of play. You mentioned he saved Darby, talking about Darby Myers. He saved the season, at least personally I thought he did. Just gave us that great drama every night if he was in the lineup. Pitch down and into Brennan Malone with Henry Bolte and Jack Winkler to follow 2, 3, and 4 in the Rockhounds order. Hounds lead the Riders 3-0, a three-run first inning. Stretch and pitch by Mitch Bratton. That is fouled back. Count is 1-1. Brennan, a strikeout victim, his first time up. When Darby got the occasional night off during that 33-game streak, it almost was kind of good news because we knew it extended the streak a little bit for a day or more along the way. Man, that was some kind of run. Pitch up high for a ball, 2-1. Two balls, one strike to Brennan Malone. Our franchise, of course, along with, well, Tulsa jumps to mind, Arkansas, San Antonio, go back a long, long way. So don't have really reliable records of any kind to tell what the longest streak might have been. Swinging a fly ball to left field of Brennan's bat. That is high and deep. That is still carrying. That is still going. That ball is going to find the base of the wall. That's a stand-up double for Brennan Malone into a 15-mile-an-hour wind. Boy, you just expected that ball to be caught, got up in the air, and again, the wind has really picked up. But that ball found the base of the wall in deep left field. Going to get a second look. Boy, that was a pretty swing. Just got to look at the replay and going back and just running out of room. That ball, a towering fly ball, fell right to the base of the wall in deep left center field. Leadoff double for Brennan. Here's Henry Bolte, called out on strikes his first time. Boy, a calm night. That's halfway up the tall berm. Here's a line hop on line, or rather on one hop. Second base making the play is Rodriguez. Boy, took a step towards second to maybe try to catch Brennan Malone off the bag and then had to turn and throw. Henry Bolte runs really well. Left Caber made the play and made it in time. Hard hit ball handled by the second baseman. Runner at second base with one man down. Look and see. He makes the play on one hop, takes 2-3 steps toward the bag at second, then turned and threw him. Boy, just got him. Brennan Malone did take a couple of steps off the bag, and Caber thought he might be able to get there and maybe tag him out getting back to the bag. This pitch swung on opposite field, line drive into shallow right field. That'll be a base hit for Jack Winkler. It's going to be first and third, and Winkler, as the throw came home, Jack goes down to second. A really good hustle there, really good awareness by Jack Winkler. Not an RBI, a base hit to right field. Stopping at third is Brennan Malone, so it'll be a single goes to second base on the throw. First time I've gotten a charade right in about 47 years. So it's first and third. Malone, of course, having the hold. Ball was not hit deep into right field, but Jack Winkler 2-for-2. So it's second and third, and the batter is Jason Massario. Drove in a run his first time. Ooh, takes up and in, and did that hit him or the bat? I think it hit Jason. Yeah, it did. That was an off-speed pitch by Mitch Bratt. It simply got away from him. You know, you say off-speed, that's still getting hit by a baseball at 76 miles an hour, and I doubt that felt good. But Jason, I think, avoided. Looked like he's in any major discomfort, but boy, that was a little scary up and in. So, second hit by pitch for Mitch Bratt. First one extended the first inning and turned into a very big play. Bases loaded for Uribel Angeles. A two-run double, his first time up, and he hit it hard into deep left field, into the in the wide open spaces toward that left field corner, swings and fouls this one away. You know, I started to say at the time, and then I don't think I ever got back to it, that at bat, and again, he is a very young player at this level. This is his sixth game at Double A. That AB, the two-run double, started 0-2. He took a one-ball, two-strike pitch and did a two-run double. Stretched by the lefty, Brad with the pitch, and that's hit out towards shortstop, and a flip to second. Oh, and the ball is bobbled and misplayed. Oh, my goodness. Well, that will be an RBI for Angeles, but an error on the shortstop. So, again, run would have scored. You know, you cannot assume, we all know this, you can't assume a double play, but, boy, that was going to be a double play. So, Urubiel will get an RBI on the error to the shortstop as Acosta just, I don't know, maybe took his eye off it. And Urubiel will get his third RBI of the ball game. So the base is still loaded. There's a swing, and there's a high fly ball off the bat of Brian Buelvas to left field, and that is high, and that is deep, and that will be hauled in on the track by the center fielder, Mateo, and that will bring runner home. Throw goes wide, down to second base goes Angeles. So Urubiel has a run score sacrifice fly. Run will be unearned, and he goes to second base. And it will be on the throwing error, so run scores, sack fly for Brian Buelvas. Boy, that was a well-hit ball. That ball got all the way to basically the base of the wall. So the Hounds have scored another run here. Jack Winkler coming across to score. And the Hounds now lead 5-0. Pitch down and away for a ball to Shane McGuire. Buelvas, sacrifice fly, and boy, that ball was hit deep. And well, basically on the track. Should have been the third out of the inning, so that run is unearned. First one is earned, but probably not deserved. Here's a chopper over toward first base, and that'll be handled by Hatcher. He will get to the bag easily for the out. So, boy, a mess of an inning, an error that really opened the door. The ball mishandled by Acosta. Boy, that was almost assuredly going to be an inning-ending double play. But instead, the Rockhounds will score two more. So we'll give you a look at totals in a moment. I'll double-check my card. We will go to the top of the fourth. It's the Rockhounds 5 and Frisco nothing.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by ConocoPhillips.
For the last of the third inning, a bit of a mess. Couple of errors in the inning on the Riders. Rockhounds add 2 runs. Again, I believe one will be earned, one certainly unearned, but boy, I'm not sure either really deserved. That, again, would have been an inning-ending double play almost assuredly, but an E6 opened the door. So we go to the top half of the fourth inning, and leading it off is Maximo Acosta. He takes a called strike from Chen Zhuang, right-hander from Taiwan on the mound for the Hounds, second appearance. And
Rockhounds with a 5-0 advantage, 3 in the first and 2 in that, boy, intriguing third inning. Boy, a couple of 2 or 3 really well-hit balls in that inning with the wind blowing in. 1-1. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball away. 1-2 to Acosta. Maximo, again, mishandling a ball that was hit toward the bag and sharply by Uribiel Angeles. And instead of the double play, run scored, inning continued, and the Hounds got another. So Angeles and Guelbas get RBIs in that inning, and the Hounds with the advantage, 5-0. Well, my card in the third inning is a mess. Here's a swing and a high pop-up. Straightaway center. Well, that'll carry a little bit. That's not a pop-up. That's a genuine fly ball. That wind is strong, and Denzel drips in, looking in the sun to make the catch. So Acosta has flown out twice to center field, and both have been pretty routine, although probably better hit than the result would show. And that's why the couple of deep fly balls, the double by Brendan Malone that hit the base of the wall in left center, and Guelbas with a fly ball that was basically to the base of the wall in a deep part of the ballpark in left center field and power alley. Aaron Zavala takes called strike in the outside corner, 0-1. Aaron, the walk his first time up. Riders had first and third with one man down in the second inning, but came up empty. Stretch and pitch and a swing and a foul tip. Count goes 0-2. So top of the fourth. I believe on the online has only one error on the Riders, but it should be two. The swinging strike 3, and Zavala is out on strikes. Second strikeout for Chen. Two men down in the inning. So I am guessing the correct line score should be no runs, 3 hits, and 2 errors for Frisco. Only one showing on the box, but it should be 2. Rockhounds 5 runs, 5 hits, no errors. Luis Mieses takes down and in for 1. Nobody on and 2 men down, top of the fourth inning. Mieses with a sharp single to right field, his first time up. Stretch by Chen. Rockhounds playing the left-handed hitter to pull, and he fouls one back to the screen. Count goes 1-1. Angeles with 3 runs driven in. Of course, got a good break on the misplay, because you cannot assume the double play. He does get an RBI, but boy, he tattooed a 2-run double in the first inning, did Uribiel. A ball and a strike. The Aces waits, and a pitch by Chen is swung on and fouled straight back. 1-2. Thankfully, that ball elevated just enough to avoid the press box. 1-2 to count with the bases empty and 2 down. Third game of what will be a 6-game series when all is said and done. Rockhounds winning the first two by identical scores of 4-1. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and that ball is sent on a one-hop soft line drive to shortstop. Angeles will make the play and the throw, and the inning is over. So for the first time in the game, Riders will go 1-2-3. And we are bound for the bottom half of the fourth. So after 3.5, it's the Rockhounds 5 and the Frisco Rough Riders 0.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, class. So we all know that P equals MC squared. But what about F and G? What are they squared? Huh?
This is Advanced English Lit. What happened to Miss Eileen?
Okay, so I'm not a teacher. I'm an Optimum Tech. When it comes to connectivity, we're experts. If millions of communities rely on us for internet and mobile, you can too. Optimum. Where local is big time. Visit Optimum.com today.
Imagine. You walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
And on our Hilliard, you find the solution for Hilliard Office Solutions. Boy, a hitting feat that is pretty doggone special. It was accomplished on this date, and we'll share that with you here coming up as we go to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Jeremy Ironman will lead it off for the Hounds. First pitch swing comes up empty, a breaking ball down and in. Some good movement on that pitch down and in, and a swinging strike to Jeremy. Left-hander Mitch Bratt delivers backdoor pitch and a beauty. Called strike, wrapped that right on the outside corner. Top of the order, Denzel Clark and Brennan Malone to follow in the Rockhounds' fourth inning. It's 5-0 Hounds. Field now drifting entirely into shadows as Bratt delivers, and Jeremy swings and sends one foul down the left field side. Now to play. Count 0-2. Mitch Bratt again, 5 scoreless against San Antonio in his debut, and he's given up 5 here, but boy, there have been a couple of twists and turns that have certainly not helped out. Delivery will drop a little bit low, and it's 1-2. And all of that offense on the board in both the first and the third innings, again, the hit by pitch, really pivotal in the first and an error in the third. Pitch to Jeremy, swung on, line drive, left center field. That is going to sink and drop for a base hit. Over to cut it off is Mateo. And a good swing of the bat, and Jeremy Ironman with a line drive base hit to left center. And that started with an 0-2 count. Lead off base hit for Jeremy Ironman. 6th base hit of the ball game for the Rockhounds, and here's Denzel Clark. Denzel's been up twice. He hadn't stayed up there very long. He has swung at the first pitch both times. Infield single to short, leading off the bottom of the first, and popped out to second. In the second. Swing and a miss. It was after the first pitch, 0-1. Denzel at 269 has 11 home runs, 45 driven in. Got on base right away in this ball game, and it's been something last 9 ball games, hitting nearly 400. And dating all the way back to May, it's been a really impressive line drive. Gloved at third base by Cody Freeman. Throws behind the runner at first base, and that was close, but diving back in is Jeremy Ironman. Boy, Denzel loosened the seams on the baseball. Cody Freeman gloved it at third base on the line drive through to first, and that was very nearly a 5-3 double play. Hard hit ball handled by Freeman at third base. One on with one man down. Here's Brendan Malone. Running a strikeout in the first inning, and boy, a very impressive high fly ball double down at the base of the wall in left center. That started what would turn into a 2-run third inning. Takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. Brennan now hits an 11 in his last 12, hitting better than 350 in that stretch. Takes a little bit up and away for a ball. 1-1. Became the first Rockhound to reach 100 hits on the season. That is a very nice milestone within a season. And his 100th hit, in fact, was a game winner. Hounds trailed 1-0 in the 7th inning. A 2-run double last night, his 100th hit. And the Hounds went on to win it 4-1. Swinging a foul back out of play, and it's a ball and 2 strikes. Brennan will ask for time. Base runner is Jeremy Ironman with one man down in the last of the fourth inning. Hounds 5 and the Riders nothing. Brennan, who is from Georgia, went to the University of Oregon. Pitch to the outside corner goes down and away. 2-2. Brennan and Jack Winkler have both played in most games of any Rockhound on the season. Jack's playing in his 99th game tonight. This is 105 on the season. For Brennan, his
96 swings and sends one foul. Gregorio Petit will handle that in the third base coaching box. Nicely done, as always. He loves that stuff. I just know he does. Two balls and two strikes to Brennan. One on and one man down, fourth inning. Left-hander comes set. Mitch Pratt right at the belt. Looks at the runner, throws behind him, and Jeremy is breaking. Broke too early. Throw down to second base, and he is out. So, caught stealing. Goes 1-3-4. Broke just a little too early against the left-hander. So, two down in the inning and a 2-2 count to Brennan Malone. Mitch Pratt to Josh Hatcher and Gabriel Rodriguez with the tag, and bases are empty. And a swing and a miss, and the inning is over. So Mitch Pratt comes back, strikes out his fifth batter of this one, and we have now played four. We'll go to the top half of the fifth, give you a little trivia for you coming up, an amazing hitting feat. I hope you will agree. After four complete at Momentum Bank Ballpark, Rockhounds 5 and the Frisco Rough Riders nothing.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is the coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. And on Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
In the top half of the fifth inning for the Riders, it'll be 8-9-1 in the order. Cooper Johnson will lead it off. Frisco catcher. He'll be followed by Daniel Mateo, then back up top for Gabriel Rodriguez. Chen Zhuang, 23-year-old right-hander from Taiwan, into his fifth inning of work. Hilliard Office Solutions, you find the solution trivia. Paul Molitor, Hall of Famer, of course, playing with the Twins on this date in 1998. Became just the fifth player in Major League history, at that time anyway, to record, and stop and think about this, 3,000 or more hits and 500 or more stolen bases. And the more you ponder, the more remarkable those numbers, combination of them become. Called strike to Cooper Johnson on the inside corner. It's 0-1. Cooper fouled out on a terrific play by second baseman Jack Winkler in foul territory his first time up. Right-handed hitter waits. Zhuang with an off-speed pitch that floats over the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-2. Johnson at 225 mentioned his last time up, though he's got some power, has 9 home runs. Zhuang set at the belt. Right-handers 0-2. Oh, swing and a miss. Swing and a pitch that bounced to the plate. Retrieved by Shane McGuire. Throw to first for the out. Boy, really fooled him on that pitch, so Cooper Johnson out on strikes. 2-3 goes the put out. Third strikeout for Chen. He's largely pitched to contact in this game. When Paul Molitor reached that remarkable milestone of 3,000 hits and 500 stolen bases, only four guys had ever done it. You know, one or two of them. There's a swing and a high pop-up. This is near home plate. McGuire and Malone foul ground, and Brennan will make the catch. A little basket catch. Daniel Mateo pops out to first baseman Brennan Malone in foul ground. A little basket catch there, as manager Lou Brown said in the movie Major League. Nice catch, Hayes. Don't ever do it again. But he handled it nicely. Can't use all, of course, of that particular quote, but it's close enough. Two up and two down. And Brennan, I'm messing with it. It was nicely handled. Here's Gabriel Rodriguez. Pitch to the outside corner called strike at the knees, 0-1. The first four guys to reach those numbers, well, Ty Cobb was one. You've heard of him. 4,191 hits and nearly 900 steals. 0-1 pitch, and that is hit sharply, but foul left field side. A guy named Eddie Collins did it, one of the great players in the early 20th century. 3,315 hits and more than almost 750 steals. Honus Wagner, one of the great hitters in the early days of the big leagues, virtually the same number. And Lou Brock, great modern-day player, Cardinals and Cubs. 0-2 pitch, just outside, 1-2. Lou Brock, 3,023 hits. He stole more than 900 bases. But, man, 3,000 hits, 500 steals. Paul Molitor then in 1998. Swinging a high pop foul, and that ball, Shane McGuire going to give a look. That's out of play. Onto the roof. It clunks. Count is 1-2. So, the trivia is this. Paul Molitor became the fifth guy to do it. 1998. How many, if any, players have done it since? 3,000 hits, 500 steals. 1-2 pitch, and that ball is hit in the air left field, and that is a foul ball, which would the grass burn. Three kids on the left field grass burn, they all brought their gloves. I like that. Love that attitude. They're out there playing some serious berm defense. 1-2 count, second time. Here's the stretch and pitch to Rodriguez. Kaber punches that one foul. Do it again on 1-2. Nobody on, two men down at the top of the fifth inning. Hounds 5, Riders nothing. So since Paul Molitor made it 5, has anybody else done it? If so, who? How many? 3,000 hits and 500 steals. A remarkable combination. 1-2 pitch and a bouncer foul. I didn't have that answer handy. Chris had to research it a little bit, and I thought there was one guy for sure that at least that I could think of, and I was absolutely wrong. So you give it a shot, and we'll give you the answer just down the road. One ball, two strikes again to Kaber Rodriguez, and he bounces another one foul. Well, he is doing battle here. That's 5 two-strike foul balls. Nobody on and two men down. Rodriguez led the game off with a single to right field. Bounced out to shortstop in the third. 1-2. Ryder's second baseman is a right-handed hitter. Stretch by Zhuang. Chen's pitch. Fouled away again. So Rodriguez doing battle. Chen almost assuredly in his last inning. Bounce of activity in the bullpen behind him. Obviously, would like to get through this inning if he can. But, boy, Rodriguez not making it easy at all. 6 two-strike foul balls make it 7. Swings and fouls this one back to the screen. So, boy, the battle has ensued. This was an 0-2 count. Rodriguez has now seen 10 pitches, and 9 of them have been strikes. But he's fouled the last 7 of them away. The 1-2 stretch. The pitch takes flight, and a high fly ball. This is toward the right field line. Rosario, foul ground. Nope, he's out of room. And that ball, again, the wind pushing a little bit, and it got over the screen and out of play, and we'll do it again. 8 two-strike foul balls for Kaber Rodriguez. I was checking the scoreboard. San Antonio is leading Springfield 2-1 at Hammond Field, the top of the fifth. Well, the Rough Riders have just absolutely derailed the missions this season. They took 5 out of 6 in the series concluded last week. They took all 7 their previous visit, 16 out of 18 on the season. And the missions then went to face the top team in the North Division, lost the first 2 to Springfield. So they're 1-9 in their last 10 games, largely thanks to the Riders. Swing and a pop-up. This is playable. Third baseman Jeremy Arman gives way to Angeles, and he will make the catch. Will Rubio. Boy, what a battle that was. Pops out to the shortstop. Barely fair, by the way, if indeed it was. So the inning is over. 8 two-strike foul balls for Kaber Rodriguez. That was a heck of an at-bat, and it ends up in a pop-out. So we'll go to the bottom half of the fifth. We are midway through baseball, Texas League style of Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds 5 and Frisco nothing.
Love really good produce? So do we. At HEB, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your HEB, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. HEB, here, fresh produce tastes better.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you'll find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you'll find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Ovintiv is proud to support Midland and the Rockhounds. As a leading North American energy company, we produce oil and natural gas safely and responsibly, a challenge we've embraced for over 100 years. Ovintiv proudly supports the communities where we live and operate, creating a sustainable future to keep equipment rolling, people working, and families fed. Our products fuel the world. We make modern life possible.
Henry Bolte leads it off. We go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Henry 0 for 2, takes a backdoor pitch, called strike from Mitch Pratt. 0-1 count. Jack Winkler and Jason Rosario will follow. Rockhounds 5 and Frisco nothing. Mitch Pratt, the left-handed deliver, big swing and a miss at a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. Hawks has 3 earned runs against Mitch, should be 4. And again, but an undeserved run. The inning should have been over, but I think the first run of that fourth or third inning should have been earned. Swing and a miss, and boy, a 3-pitch whiff, and Henry Bolte up and right back down on strikes. Strikeout number 6 for the left-hander from Newmarket, Ontario, and it's one man down for Jack Winkler. Well, 1998, Paul Molitor reached that remarkable 3,000 hit, 500 stolen base plateau. Has anybody done it since? If so, how many and who? Pitch up high, ball one to Jack. Hit by a pitch and scored in the first inning. He singled and scored in the third. The 1-0 pitch, outside corner called, strike, and the count is 1-1. Well, Jack had the 3-for-3 with a walk and a home run a couple of nights ago. That is 1-for-1 with a hit bat. By pitch, rather, in this one. Pitch drops low. 2 balls and 1 strike. 2-1 to count to the Hounds second baseman. Little glimmer of sunlight on the wall in deep right center, and that is it. Sun has otherwise gone away, and that'll be nice. Started this game at 103 degrees. Winkler fouls this one back, and the count is 2-2. Well, I'll give you one little hint. 3,000 hits and 500 stolen bases has been done at least once since Paul Molitor did it some 26 years ago. 2-2 pitch, line drive up the middle of base hit. Jack Winkler with 2-for-2 and on base all 3 in this one. Sharp low line drive to center field. Rockhounds have their 7th base hit of the game. And here's Jason Rosario. Drove in the game's first run with a single to right center field in the first inning, was hit by a pitch in the third. Jason, left-handed hitter. RBI was his 36th. Cheating way in on the infield grass is Cody Freeman. Is Rosario going to bunt? We'll find out, but not right now. Toss to first base will send the runner back. Jason playing in his 59th game, so again, duty has been somewhat sparing. Pitch up and away for a ball, 1 ball, 1 strike, but he's hitting 278 coming in. He has the 36 RBIs now. has three home runs. He hit them in the span of about 8 days. And with some double-A experience coming into the season. Stretch and pitch, lefty-lefty matchup, and a fly ball to left field, not deep. Right there is Osuna. Drips in, he'll make the catch. So two men down in the fifth inning. Retreating to first base is Jack Winkler. One of the guys who has done it, two guys have done it, since Paul Molitor, and one of them, and you would think he would have easily gotten there, Ricky Henderson. Ricky Henderson stole 1,406 bases, so yeah, he got to that 500, but he, well, when you say barely, 3,000 hits is stunning. Here's the stretch in the backdoor pitch called strike from Brat to Eurybio Angeles. 1-for-2 with a double. He also reached on an error. Has three runs batted in. Double was a terrific swing of the bat. Takes down and in for a ball. It's one ball, one strike. Ricky Henderson had 3,055 hits. So he reached that mark. That's six. And Ichiro Suzuki, 3,089 hits, 509 of the stolen bases. Backdoor pitch down and away for a ball, 2-1. So, seven players ever with 3,000 hits, 500 stolen bases. The more I got to thinking about that, it is really just a tremendous combination. And the guy I thought for sure would have it, pitch drops down and in ball three. I thought Barry Bonds, and he didn't miss by much. He had 514 steals, so just a little over the 500 mark there, but 2,935 hits. So I'll tell you how amazing that plateau is. 3,000 base hits, 500 thieveries. Pitch swung on, driven in the air, deep left field, but with room. Osuna, and he's got it short of the track. Well hit ball, but ran out of room, and the inning will come to an end. No runs on a base hit. No errors, and a man is left on. So we've played five. Rockhounds got three in the first, two more in the second. And we'll give you some totals coming up in a moment. After five complete, Rockhounds five and Frisco nothing.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is delivered by ConocoPhillips.
Lefty David Leal comes on to pitch for the Rockhounds as we go to the sixth inning. Chen Zhuang with five scoreless on the board. So he has now made two appearances with the Rockhounds. He's got a total of nine innings and has not given up a run. So David Leal coming on to pitch as we go to the sixth inning. He'll face 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Well, I'll go with the online score. I still think there have to be two errors in this game, and only one is showing up in the box. So I'll go with that, I guess. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. The totals in this ball game, we call the online version here. Rockhounds lead it by a score of 5-0, 3 in the first, and two more with Rockhounds in the third. And again, Eurybio Angeles has driven in three of the Rockhounds' five in this ball game. So the Riders, no runs, three hits, and one error is showing, and then 5-7-0 for the Rockhounds. Alejandro Osuna takes down and away. Ball one from David Leal in the top half of the sixth inning underway. Osuna in this ball game 0-for-2. Five innings for Chen Zhuang. No runs on three base hits. One walk and three strikeouts. Pitch to contact, and effectively so. Breaking pitch called strike, and it's one ball and one strike. Josh Hatcher and Cody Freeman will follow again, 2, 3, and 4 in the Frisco order here in the sixth. David Leal comes set, delivers, and the pitches pop high in the air. I'm back at second base. Jack Winkler there, Angeles there, and Eurybio will glove it for the out. Pop out to shortstop. And it's one man down to the sixth for Josh Hatcher. Josh 1-for-2. singled in the third inning. David Leal, 2-3. 3.74 earned run average, his 20th appearance, all but two out of the bullpen. 43 in the third innings, just 39 base hits, 11 walks, 35 strikeouts, 3-1 ratio and change. Big old breaking pitch drops down low for a ball, 1-0. His last time out, he gave up three runs, but came on five base hits, and only one of the hits was a hard hit ball, but the Arkansas Travelers got five consecutive hits against him, a couple of them just dribblers. And sometimes that's the nature of the deal. Swing it a foul back, and it's 1-1. So David, into this ball game, his whip, by the way, just outstanding. 1.15, opposition hitting 236 against him. And again, he's adopted the submarine style. Not every time. He changes arm slots a lot. Delivery here, foul back, and it's 1-2. But he will drop down and give it the submarine look. Dene Braden, our terrific photographer, had a sequence of pitches David throwing that submarine thing. You know, when you freeze the submarine delivery frame by frame, amazing. Breaking pitch drops low. It's 2-2 to Hatcher. Lefty-lefty matchup here. In the top of the sixth inning, Hounds lead it by the score of 5-0. Hatcher waits. Leal comes set. David with a leg kick, the 2-2 pitch, chopped out towards second, two hops. Letter high for Jack Winkler. Makes the play and the throw. Two up and two down here in the sixth. But David's last time out came at Arkansas. And I think we'd alluded to it a little bit during the broadcast, but Stephen Davis, the voice of the Travs, and I were talking after the game, and he was pointing out that David really had a little bit of pitcher's snake bite with five consecutive hits, but four of them were, again, not very hard hit at all, but again, sometimes nature of the game. Backdoor pitch just wide, ball one to Cody Freeman. Cody has popped out to third and bounced into an inning-ending fielder's choice, 0-2. Stretch by Leal, the left-hander is 1-0, is down and away for a ball, two balls and no strikes. Maximo Acosta waiting on deck for the Riders here in the top of the sixth inning. Stretching a 2-0, and that's in the inside corner for a called strike. Two balls and one strike. Hounds got three in the first inning. Denzel Clark led off with a single and a two-out, one-ball, two-strike hit by pitch. Jack Winkler, that extended the inning. Jason Rosario, RBI single, and Uribe Alanjale is a two-run double. Breaking pitch, hard hit at third base, backhanded by Jeremy Ironman. Comes up throwing, going to be on a hop. Did he get him? Nope. Ball dribbled loose. So, boy, a heck of a play by Ironman, and that'll be a base hit for Cody Freeman. Boy, Jeremy setting that throw just a little bit low on a hop, and Brendan couldn't quite come up with it. That would have been a sensational play. Wouldn't be his first of the year. Boy, Freeman drilled that ball, too. That was nicely handled, moving to the backhand side. And watching here is the throw. Boy, on a hop, just dribbled away, but they sit on a nice effort at third, so it's one man on with two men down, and Maximo Acosta is the batter, right-handed hitter. It's a backdoor pitch that wraps around the outside edge for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Acosta had 258, four home runs. He's driven in 42, had a ribby in last night's game, gave the Riders a 1-0 lead in the first inning. Swinging a chopper, this could be a tough play. Charging hard is Anjales. He bare hands it, throws it. He get him? He did! What a play by Anjales! Inning is over on a bare hand grab and throw by Uribiel. What an absolutely terrific play. Inning is over. No runs on an infield single. No errors. And a man left on base. What a play by Anjales. He was flat out charging. Boy, and you could see him going to barehand it all the way. Boy, his manager, I bet, loved that one, did Gregorio Petit. So we'll go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. It's the Rockhounds 5 and Frisco nothing.
The Texas League has been playing ball for 136 years, since 1888. In that time, by our count, 958 teams have taken the field.
quick quiz. Between 1 and 20, how many of the 958 clubs have won four or more consecutive Texas League championships? The answer is two. The Fort Worth Panthers won six in a row from 1920 to 1925. And nearly a century later, the Rockhounds won four consecutive Texas League titles from 2014 to 17. Hey, you got to check out Fort Worth Panthers. Between 1920 and 25, they played 914 games and won 632 of them. That's basically 70%. But it was also a different era entirely. Imagine a Texas League player hitting 32 home runs and coming back the next season. Clarence Big Boy Kraft, I wouldn't kid you, belted 32 homers and hit 352 for the Panthers in 1921, and he came back for three more seasons, hitting 55 homers in one of them. And Fort Worth had two pitchers who were with the club for all six of the championships. Paul Wattell won 20 or more games five times, and Joe Pate won at least 20 in each of the six seasons, twice winning 30. It was a different Texas League world back then, and the Fort Worth Panthers ruled it.
Into the bottom half of the sixth, Brian Wellbass will lead it off for the Rockhounds. His delivery bends down and away for ball one. Brian is 0 for 1 with a sacrifice fly. He followed by Shane McGuire and Jeremy Ironman. Left-hander Bratt delivers that ball. Hard hit, base hit, left side between third and short. Brian Wellbass with a leadoff single here in the sixth. Rockhounds now with their eighth base hit of the ball game. And Shane McGuire, the batter. Shane 0 for 2. Jeremy Ironman to follow, if I did not say. So Mitch Bratt into his sixth inning of work. Lefty-lefty matchup delivers high and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Five runs allowed, four of them will be earned, but again, one of them absolutely undeserved. But just the nature of the deal, can't assume a double play, although the Riders should have turned one. Ground ball to second base, and that's going to be booted. Caber Rodriguez with a misplay. Now, I don't think that would have been a double play, although maybe. But Rodriguez with the error, so the E4, and it'll be first and second. McGuire reaches on. Yeah, the box has, that is the second error for the Riders. I'm a little bit confused on that, but we'll go with that. So, error on Rodriguez. I still think it should be three errors on the Riders, but that one two for sure. So, first and second, nobody out. Here's Jeremy Ironman. Jeremy, one for two with a single his last time up. Literally way outside and high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. And Caber trying to shuffle a little bit towards second base. He just mishandled it, so Wellbass is on at second. Shane McGuire on at first base. And nobody out in the sixth. Defense has let Mitch Bratt down a couple of times in this game. Jeremy Ironman at the plate, and Denzel Clark to follow, top of the order. Hounds with three in the first inning and two more in the third. The glance out at second. The left-hander delivers a swing and a foul tip, and it's 1-1. Jeremy popped out to third base in the second inning. Sharp base hit to left center his last time up and was caught trying to steal a base. Broke too early against the lefty. And a swing and a foul tip. And a count, one ball and two strikes. Daniel, by the way, behind home plate, he is from Camarillo, California. Boy, we're in the cast on the right wrist and hand. Yeah, that's baseball bravery. Breaking pitch, pop foul straight back out of play. Still 1-2 to Jeremy Ironman. Crew chief is Austin Snow. He's at first base. Austin from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. And Mickey Smith from Aubrey, Texas, a third base umpire. Two men on and nobody down. Riders have activity in the bullpen. Brad comes set, looks at second, delivers, and a swing and a miss. He got him. Off-speed pitch up and away, and Jeremy Ironman out on strikes. Seven strikeouts for Bratt in this game, and here's Denzel.
One for three as an infield single, a steal, and a run scored. That led off the ball game at the bottom of the first inning for the Hounds. He's popped to second and lined out sharply to third baseman Cody Freeman since. Glad's pitch rolled out toward second base. This is going to be a tough play. Pitcher's got to cover. They go to second actually for one. Get the force out there. So Denzel reaches on a fielder's choice. A little flip to second base. Shane McGuire is out there. Advancing to third is Brian Buelvas. Fielder's choice for Denzel. First and third, two men down. The outcoming at second base. Boy, I started to say that was a 4-6. That was actually 3-6. Josh Hatcher made that play. Wow. Man, he really ranged to his right. You don't see that very often. How many 3-6 putouts like that do you have? He's just handling the ground ball so nicely done. First and third with two men down. If Hatcher doesn't make that play, bases are probably loaded. Here's Brennan Malone. Takes a backdoor pitch of the knees for a called strike. It's 0-1. So Brian Buelvas led the inning off with a single. He's now at third base. Denzel on at first. Left-hander Brack comes set. Delivers up high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Breeze has settled down just a little. It got up to that 15 to 17 mile an hour stage for a while. Now it's between 10 and 15. Been a bit of a factor. 1-1 pitch. Called strike, knee high, outside edge. Good pitch by Brack. Pitch Brack, by the way, and I started to mention this, I'm sure I did not. He is only 21 years of age, so he's having a terrific season at Advanced A. Had a very good start against San Antonio. Numbers have suffered a little bit in this game, but I think he's pitched a little better than the final line is going to show. Runner bluffs doesn't go, and the pitch is fouled straight back. Still 1-2 to Brennan Malone. Malone is 1-for-3. The one was a double in the gap to left center field at the base of the wall. That led off the third inning. Came around to score. A couple of strikeouts sandwiched around that for the Rockhounds first baseman. 2 on and 2 out, sixth inning. Hounds with a 5-0 advantage. Toss over to first. Just a lob toss by Brett, just in case Denzel had second base in mind. And then Mitch decides he didn't want that baseball and gets permission to toss it out. 1-2 to Brennan Malone. Henry Bolte waiting on deck. If Brennan extends the inning here in the sixth, the pitch swung on and it's popped in the air. Shallow left, shortstop emphatically says he's got it. Well, I mean emphatically. Acosta, and he'll make the play. Man, he was waved off everybody between here and Odessa. Pop out to the shortstop, and the inning is over. So it's no runs on a base hit and an error, but in this case that does no damage. And we will go to the top half of the seventh. After six complete, the Rockhounds 5 and the Rough Riders nothing.
Ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Make Rockhounds baseball part of your weekend. We start things off a day early with a ballpark tradition, Thirsty Thursday. Friday home games feature souvenir giveaways, and Saturday night baseball means fireworks. When the Hounds are home on a Saturday night, we'll have a fireworks show for you after the game. Gates open at 6 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rock Hounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockHounds.org.
Top of the stretch inning, David Leal into his second inning of work. 5-0 to Rockhounds on top. Aaron Zabala leads it off, left-handed hitter. Sliders right fielder takes down the middle, called strike from Leal, and it's no balls and a strike. It'll be Zabala, Miesis, and Johnson in the seventh inning. Rockhounds playing Aaron to pull. Delivery off-speed pitch away for a ball, one ball and one strike. Thursday crowd. The Rockhounds took a 3-0 lead in the first inning and to this point have not looked back. But only the seventh backup pitch and a swing and a miss. Boy, way off speed at 71. A lot of fun to watch. Well, that's really something, too. I talked to David all the way back in Springfield, Missouri, first road trip of the year, talked about making that transition to utilizing a submarine delivery as part of his repertoire, pitch down the way for a ball, 2-2. And he said at the time, it is a challenge, but he has embraced it, and boy, the numbers show he's done an outstanding job. Still fun to watch because he's not going to throw hard, and the velocity's not the deal, swinging a foul away. But right there, 86 with the fastball. And again, just the expanding of the repertoire, just the things he's done. It's made the fastball more effective, I think. And yeah, numbers bear that out. Pitch right down the chute, got him looking. Called third strike. Boy, right on cue, 85 miles an hour, got him looking. Of course, you know the guys who throw 98, whatever it might be, and of course power is a huge part of the deal, but deception ever since Abner Doubleday didn't invent this game, been part of the deal. And boy, David's fun to watch. Here is Luis Mieses. Left-handed hitter, he's the DH, 1-for-2 with a single and a bounce out to short. Off speed backup pitch swung on and missed. That one, by the way, again it's 71. Tander set, twist, there's a submarine motion, tapper, and David's going to make the play himself, and he will flip to Brendan Malone for the out. Well, the Aces just chopped that into the ground, a 1-3 put out. Two men down top of the seventh, and here's Cooper Johnson. Frisco catcher is 0-for-2. He fouled out to Jack Winkler on that outstanding play in foul ground down near the tarp. Right field side, that was back in the second inning, struck out his last time up. One of just three strikeouts for Chen Zhuang, but he was outstanding. Called strike here, and it's 0-1. And Chen goes the first five innings. No runs on three base hits. He walked one, struck out three. Nobody on it. Two men down, seventh inning. Leal with a stretch. David's 0-1, and that ball hard hit left field. That is going to sink and drop down the left field line. Guelbas in pursuit. Rounding first on his way to second is Cooper Johnson. Throw will come to the cutoff man. Stand-up double for the Frisco catcher. Jumped on that pitch, drove it down the left field side. So a two-out double. He stayed back on it just enough, sent it toward the right, toward the left field corner. Buelvas got there in a hurry. Second base hit allowed by David. Here is Daniel Mateo. Right-handed hitting center fielder. One on and two down in the seventh. Swings and pops one foul. Coming back our way. That's going to bounce in the seats below us. Two balls, one strike to count. Top of the order, Caber Rodriguez on deck for the Riders. Mateo sets, so does Leal. Looks over the left shoulder at the runner, now turns, comes to the plate. That ball fouled off. Count is 0-2. Daniel Mateo struck out looking in the second inning and popped out to Brendan Malone. That was the basket catch. And
foul territory in the vicinity of home plate. That came in the fifth inning. Riders threatened in the second. Chen Zhuang got out of a first and third jam with one man down. Pitch woo up and in, and that's going to go back to the screen. Boy, high and tight. So when the wild pitch runner comes to third, and the count 1-2 to Daniel Mateo, and boy, that'll. The two broadcasters just assumed wild pitch, so I guess I guess we'll go with that. We're just checking. One ball and two strikes to count to Mateo. Daniel, right-handed hitter against the left-hander David Leal. Runner at third, two men down. Taps one back to the mound, and Leal makes the play. Throws to first for the out. So a couple of assists and a strikeout for David Leal. It's a pretty good inning for any pitcher, don't you think? Got a whiff and a couple of assists. So no runs. Two-out double by Cooper Johnson goes by the boards, and he is stranded at third base. A little trivia on the way. And about those 3,000 hits. Taking it a step further on the other side of our timeout. Non-Googleable trivia coming up. Take me out to the ballgame time. Rockhounds 5 and Frisco nothing.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Right-hander Brian Chi will come on to pitch for the Riders as we go to the bottom half of the seventh inning. And Mitch Bratt, boy, a couple of just little left turns, if you will, in the two innings in which the Rockhounds scored. The hit batsman in the first and the key error in the third inning, really extending both innings. Mitch Bratt will go six in this ballgame. He gives up eight, does give up eight base hits. Gives up five runs. Again, I maintain four of them should be earned. I think the box has three, but that's incorrect. It should be four. And we'll check on that. But six innings, and again, you look at a couple of moments in the ball game that really kind of changed things for him. So six innings, eight base hits, five runs. Did not walk a batter. Struck out seven. And Brian Chi will relieve him as we go to the seventh. And Henry Bolte will lead it off. Be a little non-Googleable coming up for you. Henry takes. Back up pitch just missed inside from the right-hander. One ball and no strikes. Brian Chi making his 12th appearance all out of the bullpen. He's 2-0 with a 4.10 ERA. Right-hander's pitch to Bolte. Sent sharply to second base. Handled by Caber Rodriguez. Sets up throws and got him. Ground out to second base, and it's one man down in the seventh. So Henry 0 for 4, a couple of strikeouts, and he's bounced out twice to second base. Brian Chi, who was from Havana, Cuba. And he will face Jack Winkler. Hit by a pitch in the first, came across to score. And again, that was a really pivotal moment in that three-run first inning. It came with two outs and one man on. On a 1-2 pitch. Called strike to the outside corner here, 0-1. Jason Rosario on the very next pitch lined an RBI single to right center, and Uribe Alangeles a two-run double moments later. He's a swing and a miss and a count quickly 0-2 now to Jack. Singled in the third, singled again in the fifth. So 2-for-2 with a hit batsman and two runs scored to the Hound second baseman. Set by Chi, the pitch to Jack, and that's hard hit down the left field line. That's a fair ball just inside the line. Over to cut it off the left fielder, Osuna. Coming for second is Jack Winkler, and that will be league-leading double number 26 on the season, and it comes on an 0-2 pitch.
That is a terrific AB. Double into the left field corner by Jack. He leads the league in two baggers. Just ahead of Frisco's Cody Freeman, in fact. Runner in scoring position, one man down, and here's Jason Rosario. Jason, one for two, RBI single and a run scored. Ribby coming in the first. The pitch is a hard hit, one hopper at second, handled by Rodriguez. Off to come to first, but he handled the one hopper nicely. So Rosario bounces out to the Frisco second baseman, two men down for Uriel Angeles. Three ribbies in this game. You know, if you go back and reconstruct, you can really make the case that Mitch Brett could easily have matched the Rockhounds without allowing a run. Again, the hit batsman extended the first inning. And at the time, it was a scoreless game. And while one of the runs should be earned in the third inning, it should also have been a double play would ended the inning before a run would have scored. Called strike to Angeles, and it's 0-1. So sometimes pitching numbers can really be misleading, and at least to an extent, certainly in this game, they are for Mitch. Runner in scoring position, and 0-1 count to Angeles. Uribiel swings and bounces one foul at the plate. It's 0-2. Talking earlier about Paul Molitor, 3,000 base hits and then the 500 steals. Just 3,000 hits is a remarkable, absolutely remarkable thing. Give you some trivia in a moment. A swing and a bouncer foul back to the screen. Count stays 0-2. LoveBaseballReference.com for about a zillion different reasons. An amazing site. And right up top in the upper left corner of their homepage, they tell you how many players have appeared in Major League Baseball. As of right now, 23,299. Sounds like a lot. It's really not. Well, it is and it isn't. How many millions of players have played? 0-2 pitch, bounce toward third, foul ball. Sharply hit but wide of the bag. Count stays 0-2. So if you divide that, not quite in half, because I would imagine more than half of those players have been pitchers. But let's say, 11,000 or so hitters in big league history. How many of those guys had 3,000 hits? It's a pretty amazing number when you get right down to it. How many 3,000 hit players have there been in big league history? I'll give you a little follow-up, kind of a cool occurrence. 0-2 pitch, chopped toward third base. Freeman to his left, makes the play, sets up, throws, and got it. And the inning will come to an end. No runs on the double, but Jack Winkler adds to his impressive doubles total with his league leading 26th, and he is stranded at second base. So we go to the top of the eighth. We'll give you totals in a moment after seven complete. The Rockhounds 5 and the Frisco Rough Riders nothing.
Introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This game summary is brought to you by ConocoPhillips, presenting sponsor of Rockhounds Baseball.
Rockhounds 5 at Frisco, nothing as we go to the top of the eighth inning. David Leal going back to the mound for his third inning of work out of the bullpen. And Cheng Zhuang was the starter, making his second appearance as a member of the Rockhounds. A 23-year-old from Taiwan going 5 scoreless in this ball game. David coming on in relief in the sixth, and he will pitch here in the eighth inning. Totals in the ball game, and I'm assuming the earlier play in which I had an error was going to go as just advancing on a throw. So it's Frisco, no runs, 4 hits, 2 errors, 0, 4, and 2 for the Rough Riders. Rockhounds, 5 runs, 8 hits, and no errors, 5, 8, and 0. 3 in the first and 2 more in the second inning. In the top half of the eighth for the Riders, it'll be the top of the order. So, Kimber Rodriguez will lead it off. Alejandro Osuna will follow, and then Josh Hatcher. Kimber led off this ball game with a sharp single to right field. He was stranded in the first. He's bounced out and popped out to shortstop since.
The outcome set. Left-hander's pitch finds the outside half of the plate for a called strike. It's 0-1. About 11,000 or so hitters in big league history. How many of them collected 3,000 or more hits? The 0-1 pitch from David. Back door just wide for a ball. One ball and one strike. Tell you how tough it is. 33. And that's an amazing total to reach 3,000 or better. 33 guys in big league history. 1-1, swung on, pop high in the air, shallow center field. Jack Winkler out, Denzel Clark in. Denzel the call and the catch. Lost the cap, caught the ball. One man down, top of the eighth inning. Batter is Alejandro Osuna. Okay, in big league history, which goes back 130 years, more than that, 136, I think. How's this? Of the 33 guys to collect 3,000 hits, two of them reached that number on back-to-back days, yesterday and today, August 7th and 8th, 1999. Who are they? Breaking pitch, called strike to Antonio Osuna. One of them reached 3,000 hits on August 7th, 1999, and the other guy did it on August 8th, 1999. What are the odds on that? Breaking pitch, foul away, count 0-2. Osuna 0-3, he's popped a shortstop twice and flown out to center field. Marquez's defensive alignment has him played solidly to pull in the infield, a little bit the opposite way and shallow in the outfield. 0-2 count, Leal with the stretch, the 0-2 pitch, hit hard to right field, but going back with room, Rosario, nope, that ball over his head, that ball was hard hit. And Osuna's going to get three out of this. Ball found its way to the base of the wall. Now he's going to pull up and stop. Didn't want to. Might have gotten the stop sign or just didn't want to risk that. Well, that was a hard hit ball. Thought for a moment Rosario had his eyes on it, but nope, that ball on an 0-2 pitch. Mentioned that Jack Winkler had a double on 0-2 a moment ago, and Osuna really cranked that to right field. So one on with one man down, Osuna. Well, the one out double to the wall narrowly missed the short porch bullpen. It was just wide of the bullpen fence. And here's Josh Hatcher, 1-for-3. Left-hander against left-hander here. Back up, breaking pitch, swung on and missed, 0-1. Well, how about these two hitters? On August 7th, 1999, the great Tony Gwynn reached 3,000 base hits. And the next day, Wade Boggs did it. Tony Gwynn, of course, playing for the Padres, the only team that he would play for in his brilliant Hall of Fame career. 0-1 pitch. That ball hit in the air to right field. High and deep. Going back is Rosario. And he will haul it in against the bullpen fence. Boy, that narrowly missed being a short porch home run. Good catch by Rosario against the bullpen fence. Advancing to third base, Osuna, but on the second out of the inning. So two men down for Cody Freeman. Wade Boggs reached 3,000 hits playing for the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, and that just seems wrong, but that's who he was playing for at the time. That's before they changed their name to the Rays and really liked their colors, etc. Now. They were the Devil Rays then. That was just not attractive. Here's a swing and a miss as Cody Freeman comes up empty 0-1. Cody 1-for-3 with an infield single. Tony Gwynn hit 338. Wade Boggs, 328 for respected careers. Two of the great two-strike hitters of all time. Tony Gwynn in particular. Maybe the best ever. 0-1 pitch, fouled back. Count goes 0-2. I mean, 11,000 or so guys have been full-time hitters in big league history. 33 of them have 3,000 hits, and two of the guys reached that number on back-to-back days in the same year. Stunning. 0-2 count, runner at third, two men down, Freeman the batter. And he asks for time. Here does Cody. He'll step out. One out, double by Osuna. He's at third base with two away. 5-0 Rockhounds in the top of the eighth. O-2 pitch, and a check swing. Did he go the appeal? No, boy, did not. Crowd isn't going to like that. A little check swing. Gave a little flick of the wrist, but did not go. And the count is 1-2. Crowd's kind of been subdued tonight, and the home team's ahead 5-0, but again, they scored three in the first to the Rockhounds, and can't say they've been in total control, but again, just that early 3-0 lead added to it in the third. Pitch on the way from Leal, and that's fouled straight back. Near the press box, near the main press box, rattled down and around. One ball and two strikes to count. Cody Freeman popped out to third base in the first inning, bounced into an inning-ending fielder's choice in the third, and then had the infield base hit in the sixth. The Owls pitch swung on, straight back. Well, that's your basic reverse line drive. And the count stays 1-2. Pitching matchup tomorrow is just exceptional. Kamar Rocker will go for the Rough Riders. Very highly touted, fascinating prospect, and he's been here long, but he's been really good. Fly ball right field, going back is Rosario, still back, that is over his head, going to bounce at the base of the wall in deep right field. Cody Freeman will pull into second base with a stand-up RBI double, and the Riders get on the board here in the top of the eighth with a pair of well-hit baseballs to deep right field. Osuna comes in to score with ease. Here's Maximo Acosta. Freeman goes the opposite way, and RBI his 51st of the season. And Shane McGuire now will go out and talk to David Leal. So the goose egg off the board. Rockhounds lead the Texas League with 11 shutouts as a team. And took one into the eighth inning here, but Messrs. Osuna and Freeman take care of that with doubles to right field. So 5-1, and Maximo Acosta will be the batter. Shane McGuire coming back behind the plate after the mound visit. As he gets some stirring in the bullpen here. Two out in the eighth inning. Acosta 0 for 3. Absolutely robbed his last time. A brilliant play. Here's a high fly ball to left field. That is struck well in high and deep. This ball's got a chance to do some damage, and that's going to find the base of the wall. That's going to drive home a run. So the Riders get up off the deck here in the eighth inning and have two base hits. Well, last night it was the Rockhounds putting runs on the board with three doubles. This time it is the Riders. That was a well-hit ball through the wind. The wind has picked up again a little bit. Boy, double will find its way to the base of the wall. Just, boy, that banged off the wall, in fact. Denzel Clark then retrieved it. Brian Blovas tried to make the play. Ball got over his head. Banged off the wall, so Maximo Acosta with his second RBI in as many games brings home Cody Freeman. And now a 5-0 game is 5-2 with a runner in scoring position and is all of a sudden a save scenario. Pitching coach Paul Abbott out for a visit. Mentioned Kamar Rocker goes tomorrow. I know we've had some telephone calls asking if and when he would appear in this series, and that indeed will be tomorrow. And Mason Barnett will go for the Rockhounds. He, remember, came over in the Lucas Erceg deal from the Kansas City Royals. He was the Royals' number 4 prospect at the time and immediately emerged as the number 6 prospect for the A's, whose top of their list is pretty impressive. Breaking pitch by David and a called strike to Aaron Zavala. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Zavala 0 for 2. He walked in the second inning and struck out twice since. One of those against David Leal. Delivery, check swing didn't go. A little flick of the bat. Count 1-1. So Alejandro Osuna, a one-out double to right. Cody Freeman, a two-out RBI double to right field. Same spot in the ballpark. And then Maximo Acosta bangs one up the left field wall for an RBI two-base hit. Swinging a foul back, and the count goes 1-2. Aaron Zavala at 219 on the season. 3 home runs, 33 driven in. Base runner is Maximo Acosta, and he runs really well. Been caught 8 times on the base pass, but he's also stolen 20, so he can go. 1-2, breaking pitch away, count 2-2. certainly. Al Kunstedt at the letters. Now time called by Shane McGuire, the Rockhounds catcher at home plate. The Waste-Me ACs would be next here in the eighth inning. Leonard at second takes the lead. David gives him a quick glance. Leal with a 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and he got him with a breaking pitch. So the inning comes to an end, but the Riders on the board. Two runs on three doubles. No errors and a man left on. We'll go to the last half of the eighth inning, but this ball game has changed dramatically. And after 7.5, it's the Rockhounds 5 and Frisco 2.
The new list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
You know, mention the crowd is, when I say subdued, I mean, it's been a case where the Rockhounds have led the ballgame since the get-go, but now all of a sudden, this is a 5-2 ballgame. So go to the bottom half of the eighth. Brian Chi will face Brian Guelbas to lead it off. In other words, inside does the right-hander for ball one. Bottom third of the Hounds order, it's Guelbas, McGuire, and Ironman. So 5-2 as we get into nighttime now. Sky almost pitch black around us. One ball, no strike, pitch to Guelbas. Popped it high in the air, but foul. That'll clear the roof, I do believe, on the left side. One ball and one strike. In the Frisco ninth inning, be the bottom third of the order for the Riders. Meaces, Johnson, and Mateo scheduled. And there's activity in the Rockhounds bullpen. Seth Elledge would be the guess. Haven't confirmed that yet. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and sent foul. 1-2. Ryan, 1-for-2 in the game. He struck out in the first inning. Sacrifice fly in the third. And singled sharply in the sixth inning. One ball, two strike count to the Hounds left fielder. Brian Chi with the pitch down and away for a ball. It's 2-2. Look at how narrowly Frisco has missed from actually keeping the Hounds off the board entirely in this game. Really, have come very close to doing that. Pitch is pushed right side. That is a soft looping liner. Base hit for Brian Guelbas. He's going to turn and come for two. Right fielder Zavala with the throw, and is it in time? Nope. He beat the tag for a hustle double. Brian Guelbas with a two-bagger. Boy, and shortstop Maximo Acosta is absolutely convinced they got him. That's a really close play. No way in the Dickens to tell from here. Boy, really reached for that pitch, probably out to off the outside corner. And Zavala did a really nice job of spinning throw. He was close. Acosta thought they got him from here. Really could not tell in the replay, but Brian Guelbas with a hustle double down the right field line. Boy, Zavala made a really nice play on that. Almost a blind throw. He spun and got rid of it in a hurry. Here's Shane McGuire now, runner in scoring position. Shane takes Lonoy, throw behind the runner. Oh, and it hit him. Oh, my goodness. Brian Guelbas down. Boy, that got him on the right side. Eric Fast, the athletic trainer, is going to come out. Brian diving back into the bag, and boy, that throw hit him. That was a low throw, and I'm guessing on the right arm, perhaps. So Eric is going to hustle out there. Oh, man. Eric will talk to Brian. Brian is obviously in pain. Right, yeah, looks like maybe the right elbow. Now, the only reason I'm saying that is because we've got the camera right on him. Gregorio Petit will join that conversation. Yeah, looking right, oh, my goodness, right on the elbow, folks. That's a throw from home plate on a low, strong throw. I don't think Acosta, the shortstop, was really expecting it. I was looking really more just at where the ball might have hit when we saw the replay. I wasn't really looking specifically at the shortstop, but he was not there, so the ball hit the base runner. So Gregorio talking with Eric Fast. By the way, one of the really good guys we've had. Such terrific people. Of course, in general, believe me, in general, A's have just been sensational. But athletic trainers have so much respect for what they do. And boy, their job covers a whole bunch, much more than their duties are wide-ranging. They really are. And really respect them. And Eric is just an absolute pleasure to deal with. So Brian Buovas will stay. Boy, you think that elbow hurts now. Tomorrow morning, my goodness, going to reach to shut off the alarm and remember what happened. One ball, no strikes to Shane McGuire. Buovas the base runner. Cody Freeman cheating in the third. Buovas going to run. Here's the throw. Did they get him? Yep, he beat the tag. Well, Cody Freeman thinks they got him. That was really close. Again, much like the play at second base, no way to really tell from here. We'll see if we get a second look. I don't know, guy got hit by a throw. He kind of deserves a steal, doesn't he? But that's actually a key play. Is he going to get a look at this? You know what? I think that's a correct call. Again, we got a quick look, and I think that's a correct call. Brian Buovas with a steal, his third with the Rockhounds. 1-1 pitch to Shane McGuire. Misses ball two. Two balls, one strike. So a runner at third, nobody out. And that, of course, will force the infield in. Shane McGuire at the plate, Jeremy Eierman on deck, 5-2 Hounds in the last of the eighth. The Riders on the board in the top of this inning with two. McGuire takes down and away. Count goes full, no, excuse me, 3-1, 3-1. Shade him toward the middle with the shortstop Acosta playing inside the bag, but back up the middle a bit. 3-1 pitch to Shane, up, down and away, ball four. So he does what he does a lot of, and that's draw base on balls. So it is two men on and nobody down in the last of the eighth inning. And the batter is Jeremy Eierman. Runners are at the corners. Jeremy 1-for-3. Popped out to third base. His first time up, singled in the fourth, struck out in the sixth. Runners at the corners. Stretch and pitch by Chi. Down and away for a ball. One ball and no strikes. So again, infield is in. And this time it's second baseman Rodriguez shading toward the bag, but again playing about even between the bags and shading well toward second. Right side almost wide open. Swing and a high pop-up. It's Rodriguez, the second baseman. Breeze blowing. Now the whole ball is going to blow to Josh Hatcher, who makes the catch. Well, that wind has been pushing baseballs around. Rodriguez, I think, I don't know if he lost it entirely, but I think if Kaber had had to make that play, I don't think he would have caught it. But Josh Hatcher did. Well, he's made a couple of really subtly good defensive plays as Josh. And he really had to reach for that ball. I shouldn't say awkwardly, but kind of a late reach. That was a really good play by Josh Hatcher. So it's first and third, one out. Here's Denzel. He's been really aggressive at the plate. Going after the first pitch all four times, and of course now I say that, and he doesn't. Pitch down low for a ball, 1-0. 1-for-3, has an infield single, has popped to second, ripped a line drive, caught by Cody Freeman at third, and reached on a fielder's choice. First and third, one man down, 5-2 Hounds. Pitch to Denzel, chopped foul wide at third. Count is even at one ball, one strike. Lead-off double by Brian Buovas. Hustle double. Walk to Shane McGuire after the stolen base for Buovas. And that was, again, close call. Throw to first base, and that'll chase Shane McGuire back. Shane, of course, he's not a base stealer, but he does have six and has been caught one time. Still one of my favorite stolen bases on the season was the Shane McGuire, Daniel Susak double steal early in the year. One ball, one strike, another toss to first base. So that's the second allowable toss. If you do it again, of course, if you don't get the base runner, then that becomes a balk and he advances. First and third, still awaiting a pitch. The 1-1 to Denzel, down and in for a ball. Two balls, one strike to the Hound center fielder. Outfield has Denzel fairly shallow in right and center. A little bit deeper in left and toward that corner is Osuna. Toward that angled corner in deep left. 2-1 stretch. Pitch to Denzel. Swings, ground ball, third base. And I got past Freeman. That's a base hit to left field. That'll drive home a run first and second. Boy, that was sharply hit. Cody's angry. Didn't make the play, but RBI single for Denzel. That's his 46th of the season. That's one of those, and again, Cody Freeman, he's a good defensive player, and he thought he should have made the play, but that was really hard hit. So Denzel drives home Brian Duelvas, whose elbow hurts like heck, but it's a stolen base, a double, and a run scored. So the Hounds make it a 6-2 ball game now, answering. In steps Brennan Malone, takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. Shane McGuire stopping at second base, so it's Denzel at first. So 2-for-5 in this game continues to be just a terrific story. Pitch up and away to Malone. He gave a little look but did not swing. One ball and one strike. Brennan 1-for-4. The one a big one, though, started a 2-run third inning with a double to deep left center through the wind. Wind again 10-12 and still very much inward, and it's been a factor. Just as I say that, by the way, the stat sheet to the back of the press box. Thank you. 1-1 pitch. Down and away. Two balls, one strike. Mother Nature right on cue here in the home radio booth. Two balls and one strike to Brennan. Henry Bolte on deck. Rockhounds have answered the two runs the Riders got in the top half of the inning with a single run here, pushing the lead now back to four runs. It is 6-2. Pitch swung on, punched right side, base hit. Good piece of hitting again by Brennan Malone. And the bases are loaded. Boy, Brennan 2-for-5. And I said it the other day, he has quietly been just tremendous. Came into this game at 281. And that will bring up Henry Bolte now with the bases full. So Shane McGuire stopping at third base. Denzel is on at second base, hit by Brennan Malone going into right center field with a sharply hit ball and a infield and battery meeting on the mound for the Riders. Brennan Malone, 2-for-5 in this game. He's 5-for-11 in the series. And he has hits now in 11 of his last 12 games, and in that stretch hitting right about .370. Look at some of the splits in the second half. Brennan is hitting better than .300, including tonight right about .310, .315 in the second half, which began on June 25th. Now Henry Bolte. Henry 0-for-4 in the game. Bases full. Swings and misses. Gee got him to chase a breaking pitch down and away, 0-1. Couple of strikeouts and he's bounced out twice to second. Not picking on you, Henry. He's the only Rockhound not to reach base in this game. There's a swing and a miss and it's 0-2. Of course, you say that as a positive, but it sounds like you're pointing out that he's the one guy who hasn't. And I guess that's true, but it's also meant to accentuate the Hounds have had eight different guys on base at least once in this game. 6-2 score. Rockhounds with three base hits and a walk in the inning. Bases full. And one man down. 0-2 count. Bolte waits. Set by Brian G. Delivery down and away. Laid off it. One ball and two strikes. Shane McGuire at third, Denzel Clark at second, Brennan Malone is at first. Chi comes set, the 1-2 stretch and pitch, down and away, ball two, two balls and two strikes. Pulte, right-handed hitter, really good speed. Stretching the 2-2 pitch on the way from Chief, fouled it back. And the count stays even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jack Winkler on deck. Jack's 3-for-3 in this game and on base all 4. It's the second time he's done that in the first 3 games of this series, which continues tomorrow and Saturday at 7, Sunday afternoon at 1. Here's the 2-2 stretch pitched by Chi, and that ball hard hit but foul. Line drive down the left field side now to play. Count stays 2-2. The last of the 8th inning. The base is loaded with one man down. Henry now stepping back in. Ryan Chi looking toward the side. Left fielder Asuna swung well around toward that left field corner. Haven't played to pull. Stretching pitch to Bolte. Chopper foul. Over toward the third base dugout. Nope, count still again. 2-2. He's fouled off 3-2 strike pitches, says Henry Bolte. And a long way to go to match Caber Rodriguez, who fouled off 8 2 strike pitches in the 5th inning. Man, that's battling. 2-2 count. Chi from the stretch. Leg kick and a pitch to Henry. Swing and a miss, and he got him. Fastball at 92, up and away, and Henry out on strikes. So Brian Chi wins that battle, trying to limit the Hounds to one run here in the 8th inning. Bases loaded, 2 out, and here's Jack Winkler. One of those turning points you talked about. Hit by a pitch with 1 on and 2 out on a 1-2 count in the 1st inning. And the next 2 batters drove in 3 runs. Chi's pitch swung on and missed 0-1. And you know certainly all that Mitch Bratt was trying to do, just pitch in a little bit on 1-2, but the left-hander facing the right-hander, he just bent it down and in a little too far, hit the batter, and next thing you know, 3 runs popped up on the board. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Jack. Boy, that is a high strike, and it's 0-2. You hear the crowd groan a little. That's as high a pitch as we've seen called a strike in the ballgame. And 0-2 to Jack Winkler. RBI single by Denzel in this inning. Bases full, 2 men down, 6-2 Hounds. 0-2 pitch by Chi. Ball hit back up middle. Second baseman Rodriguez makes a play, throws across his body, but it's high, and 2 runs are going to score. And that, I believe, will be a base hit compounded by an error. We'll see how that will go. Certainly an error on the throw. 2 runs score. It's 8-2. And we'll see if we get confirmation on that, if that's a straight error or a hit and an error. We're going to watch again. Ball hit back up the middle. Rodriguez throwing across his body and threw well away. So I would guess hit and an error, but we're still asked. So base hit and an error. Yep. Rodriguez made a good play to get there. His throw was clearly errant. And again for Jack Winkler, as the Riders will go to the bullpen here. That was an 0-2 pitch. His last 2 times up, a double and now an RBI single, each on an 0-2 count. So it's a single to the second baseman who was well on the shortstop side of the bag. And that is compounded by the error. So scoring on the single is Shane McGuire, and that will be RBI for Jack Winkler, number 50 on the season. Denzel Clark goes to third base on the base hit, scores on the error, and Brendan Malone goes to second base on the hit, and he goes to third on the error. So it'll be second and third, 2 men down, but 2 runs in, and the Hounds now have answered Frisco's 2 with a hat trick here in the bottom half of the 8th inning. So tough inning for Brian Chi. And Reed Burlingmeyer will relieve him. And will inherit second and third here in the bottom half of the 8th inning with 2 men down. But 3 runs across for the Rockhounds in the inning. Riders got on the board in the top half of this inning. Made it a save situation, in fact. At that time, and the Rockhounds now answered with 3 runs. So Reed Burlingmeier on the pitch. Now, I mentioned the pitching matchup for tomorrow, and that is, I mean, that is really high profile. Mason Barnett has been in the Texas League all season. Was with the Kansas City Royals, of course, before the trade between the Royals and the Athletics. So he had been pitching for Northwest Arkansas in his debut. Was outstanding with the Rockhounds after coming over in the trade. And he will face Kamar Rocker, who is, again, among the highest profile pitching prospects in all of baseball. That'll be tomorrow's matchup. Terrific Friday night matchup. Reed Burlingmeier delivers, and that's down and in. Ball one to Jason Rosario. Jason, 1-for-3 with an RBI single and a run scored. Second and third, two men down. This now a six-run ball game. Jason waits, rests that bat on his shoulder as he does, takes up high for a ball. Count is 2-0 from Burlingmeier. Reed making his 27th appearance, one of the most utilized relievers the Riders have on the roster. 2-2 with a 4.01 ERA. Three saves in seven chances. 2-0 pitch fouled back. And to count, 2 balls and 1 strike. Each other numbers, 33 2/3 innings, 34 base hits, so he's right at a hit per inning. 13 walks and 40 strikeouts, so a 3-to-1 ratio almost precisely. 2 balls and 1 strike to count, second and third, but two away. Jason Rosario, left-handed hitter, waits. 2-1 pitch from Burlingmeier, that's high, that's ball three. 3 balls, 1 strike. Well, Jason drove in the game's first run just moments after Jack Winkler was hit by the 1-2 pitch in the first inning. And the man on deck, Uribe Alangeles, followed with a 2-run double. And that really obviously very much a key moment in the ball game. And then with the bases loaded, one out in the third inning, the error by the shortstop Acosta on what was, man, you can never say for sure a double play, but a tremendous and really good chance to turn an inning into and error. Instead, allowed a run to score, and another would come across. Swing and a foul back, 3-2. If you take away the hit by pitch and give Mitch Bratt the benefit of the doubt, say that he would have retired Jack Winkler, and if the error is not made, Hounds would not have scored in either of those innings. 3-2. First base open. Rosario waits. Pitch by Burlingmeier down low, and the bases are loaded on the walk. The inning in 2/3 for Brian Chi gave up that is 5 base hits. Rockhounds have 13 hits in this game. So bases are loaded. Here is Uribe Alangeles. 1-for-4, 2-run double in the first. Now one RBI on the bases loaded error to the shortstop Acosta. So 3 ribbies for Uribe. Takes a called strike 0-1. Hounds have batted around here in the 8th inning. Burlingmeier set. Bases full, 2 away. Pitch to Anjale is down and in for a ball. 1 ball and 1 strike. Rebiel, who is native of the Dominican Republic, only 22 years of age. Going into his 6th AA game of the Hounds. Here's the stretch and a bouncing ball right side. That'll be handled by Josh Hatcher. He has been solid as the day is long at first base in this game and makes that play easily. And the inning is over, but the Rockhounds bat around. And they score 3 on 4 runs and another error for the Riders. And errors that really hurt in this ballgame. Rockhounds will leave 3 men on base. Hounds to go to the bullpen, and we will go to the top of the 9th inning. It's the Rockhounds 8 and Frisco 2.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service, we offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Tyler Baum will be charged with trying to close this ball game. He'll face the bottom third of the Riders' order here in the top of the ninth inning. Boy, a ball game that 10-15 minutes ago was the same situation is now an 8-2 lead. The Hounds answering the Riders, two runs in the eighth with a three spot. And we go to the top of the ninth, and Luis Meneses will lead it off. 1-for-3 with a base hit. Single in the second. Pitch down the middle, called strike from Tyler, 0-1. Tyler Baum out of the Rockhounds bullpen, his 26th appearance. Right-hander's delivery is outside for a ball, one ball and one strike. Tyler 3-1 with a very good 3.19 earned run average. 27 hits and 36 and two-thirds. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss off speed at him. Out in front, and the count goes 1-2. In his 36 and two-thirds, 18 walks and 47 strikeouts, so well over a strikeout per inning. 2.5-1 or so ratio. Pop foul straight back out of play. Count 1-2. I mentioned a high-profile pitching matchup tomorrow, and it is Friday Night Lights, the theme. Really cool. Rockhounds football-style jerseys. First 1,000 fans. Forward to that. Saturday night fireworks, first pitch at 7 o'clock. And the cool marble uniforms, defenders of the diamond uniforms. Pitch up and away for a ball. Count is two balls, two strikes. Sorry, 3-2. It doesn't sound right. I'll go with that. Stretch and pitch from Tyler. Swing and a miss on a pitch to the dirt. And out on strikes is the Aces. So Tyler with the whiff. One man down in the ninth inning, and Cooper Johnson the batter. Teams conclude things on Sunday afternoon at 1. Riders who have been on the road or will have been on the road for 2 weeks when Sunday's game is concluded will head home for 2 weeks. A matchup with the first half champs of the North when they get back to Riders Field. Springfield comes calling. In San Antonio, there's a shot toward third, and just under the glove of Jeremy Ironman. Diving effort could not get there. Cooper Johnson got a turn for two, and the throw got a chance. Nope, foul bounded away. So a hustle double for Cooper Johnson. His second straight double in this ballgame. Well, that was sharply hit. Jeremy made a really nice effort after it. And Johnson just never slowed down and got the second just ahead of the throw. Wilbos again really hustling over toward the line. And Johnson goes in sliding with the double. So a one-out double by the Riders catcher, and that will bring up Daniel Mateo. 0-for-3 with a strikeout. He's fouled out to first and bounced out to pitcher David Leal. David, three innings. Ended up giving up five base hits, couple of runs, two walks, and two strikeouts. Tyler Baum's fastball swung on and missed at 95, 0-1. Well, the three runs in the bottom half of the eighth inning obviously changing the complexion of this game. Otherwise, a one-out double, maybe a little more in the significance. Pitch down and away, one ball, one strike. Top of the order, Caber Rodriguez. Waiting on deck.
Riders officially have three errors in this game, and boy, each of them has certainly hurt. Pitch down and away for a ball, 2-1. Riders, 2 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors. The Rockhounds in the ballgame, 8 runs, 13 hits, and no errors. One on and one man down. 2-1 count to Daniel Mateo. Right-handed hitting center Peter sends a high fly ball to left field. This is well struck. This is high and deep. This ball's got more than a chance, and that ball is gone. Daniel Mateo is hitting 146, had one home run in 41 games, and he just cleared the left field wall through the wind. Boy, and how big are the 3 runs now in the last half of the eighth inning? So Daniel Mateo, boy, did he drive that thing. So the double by Johnson, followed by the 2-run home run by Mateo. I'm going to get a second look at this and see how far it cleared the wall. But again, that is through the wind, and that is over the highest part of the wall in this ballpark at 18 feet. And that got out of here by a bunch. Cable Rodriguez takes ball, 1 ball and no strikes. So it is an 8-4 game. Pitch is swung on and missed. Tyler comes back with a good fastball at 96. 1 ball, 1 strike to Rodriguez. Alejandro Osuna will follow. Boy, you just never know, do you? Daniel Mateo hitting 146 in 41 games, one home run, and he sends one out of here big time. Pitch swung on and missed, 1 ball and 2 strikes. Well, the Hounds still lead it by 4, but boy, Mateo crushed one. Again, wind has been blowing absolutely straight in throughout this game. Pitch down and away in the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cabo Rodriguez at the plate, Alejandro Osuna on deck. Hope I said that properly. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Foul back. Count stays 2-2. Cabo 1-for-4, led off the game with a single. Riders' second baseman waits for the 2-2 count. Bases, of course, emphatically emptied by Mateo. 2-2 pitch, popped in the air. Second baseman Jack Winkler on the outfield grass waiting. And he'll make the catch on the pop-up. 2 men down. Bell will toll the second time here in the top of the ninth inning. Alejandro Osuna will be the batter. He's 1-for-4. 1 out in the eighth inning. He doubled, narrowly missed a home run to right field. That started the 2-run rally. Got the Riders within 5-2 in the top of the eighth. Hounds with 3 in the bottom of the inning, and now the Riders with 2 more here in the ninth. Pitch is a fastball strike at 96, knee high in the outside corner, 0-1. Bound comes set, delivery, and that's punched into shallow right center field. That'll be a base hit. We really reached for that pitch, did Osuna. Hope we get a second look at that. Looked like middle out at least. Reached out and yanked it into right center field, so reached out and actually wound up pulling that ball. No, it's 1 man on with 2 men down. The pitch, yeah, down away, reached for it and just yanked it into shallow right center field. Rosario got there in a hurry to cut it off, so 1 on with 2 out. Josh Hatcher, the batter, 1-for-4, takes called strike, and it's 0-1. Josh made a couple of really good defensive plays, kind of subtle, really almost under the radar types of plays in this game. Runner will take second, swing and a miss, 0-2. Defensive indifference, of course, no steal there. But Osuna gets to second base. Rockhounds, of course, were playing off him, so no steal. 0-2 stretch, 2 out in the ninth, and a looping line drive in the left center field. That's going to drop for a base hit. That's going to drive home a run. And Denzel misplayed the ball, and coming for second, and out is Hatcher. Ball game over. Oh, my goodness. Drives home a run on an 0-2 pitch. Denzel bobbled, retrieved, threw to second. Ball game over. Run scores. Going to watch again as went inside out swing. Denzel just flat dropped it but retrieved it, and man, almost a blind throw, lost his cap. making the throw, and Jack Winkler handles it for the out. So the ball game comes to an end on an RBI single. As the man used to say in the Rocky and Bullwinkle cartoon series, there's something you don't see every day, Chauncey. So it is a three-run inning for the Rough Riders. They get four base hits. And I'm sure that Josh Hatcher, of course, he was looking at that. And when Denzel bobbled the ball, I don't think you can really blame him. I didn't think there was any way that Denzel would be able to retrieve that quickly, but he did. He turned and made an off-balance, really good throw right on the money. So in the inning, three runs, four hits, no errors. Nobody is left on base. Boy, this is a ball game with, 25 base hits when all is said and done. And the Rockhounds hold on for the 8-5 victory in this game. We'll give you totals coming up in just a moment or two. So the guys, a tip of the cap. And boy, this one, Rockhounds kind of in quiet control most of the way. And boy, at the end, it got a little crazy. Hounds 8, Rough Riders 5. Final totals after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
Well, there were a bunch of them when all is said and done for the Riders. 5 runs, 12 hits, 3 errors, and they will leave 7 men on base in this game with the Riders. So 5, 12, and 3. 7 men left. Rockhounds, 8 runs, 13 hits, no errors, and 10 left on base. There was one home run hit in this ball game, and it was hit by a guy, again, in his second of the year, a guy hitting 146, and that was Daniel Mateo, and it was not cheap. I mean, that ball was absolutely drilled, and this game ends with a last out of the game on an RBI single. And that's kind of the way it was. We'll check the time and attendance and all that good kind of stuff on the other side of a timeout. So the Rockhounds improved now to a season best 21-500. They are now 63-42, 23-13 in the second half. The Riders, of course, and remember, important thing to mention, their ticket is punched to the playoffs. They have the best record in the league. A couple of games still ahead of the Hounds, 65-40 overall, 21-15 in the second half. Are the Riders. Rockhounds have now won all 3 games in this series and are 8-1, in fact, against the Riders in this ballpark in 2024. Teams split 3 apiece, 3-3, 6-game series in the Metroplex. Give you a second look coming up from Momentum Bank Ballpark. Final score of this ballgame, the Rockhounds 8 and the Frisco Rough Riders 5.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR, 3 escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here, and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck Headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Well, really a tale of two games tonight, as we say so often. The first seven innings and the last inning and a half. Rockhounds led, really, the story of the ball game, the first three innings, for that matter. And then a little bit of a, not a lull, but scoreless. And then the last inning and a half was, boy, an absolute, had a lot going on there. Rockhounds scored three in the first inning. And I know I've said it a couple of times, probably more than that, maybe too much, but there were a couple of times when the Riders had a chance to keep the Hounds off the board and just did not do it. The first was the hit batsman with two out in the first inning with one on, two out, and a 1-2 count. And again, Mitch Bratt just trying to pitch into a right-handed hitter, got it down and in, and hit Jack Winkler. He reached base. Jason Rosario followed on the very next pitch with an RBI single to right center. And Uribiel Angeles with a two-run double in the left field. And, man, that ball was smacked into the wind. So 3-0. But it was one on, two out, and a 1-2 count. The hit-by-pitch extended the inning, and the Hounds would score three. In the third, Brennan Malone doubled. Jack Winkler, a one-out single. Jason Rosario is hit by a pitch. And with the bases loaded, one out, ground ball by Angeles to second, or to shortstop, actually. And Maximo Acosta had a great chance to turn a double play. You can't assume that from a scoring perspective, but you can really say that that was a very likely double play, certainly a great opportunity. Had the Riders turned a double play, inning is over with no runs scoring. Instead, the error allowed one run to score, and then Brian Buelvas, a sacrifice fly, drove in a second. So it could have been a scoreless game very easily. Could have been a scoreless game through three. Instead, the Hounds led 5-0. Riders on the board in the eighth inning with two runs. They got three doubles in the eighth inning against David Leal, Alejandro Osuna, Cody Freeman, an RBI double, Maximo Acosta, an RBI double, and it was 5-2 in a save scenario. But the Hounds will bat around and score three runs in the eighth inning. Again, there is an error involved in it. Will allow one unearned run to score. Brian Buelvas with a hustle double stole third base. Shane McGuire drew a walk. Then with one man out, Denzel Clark, an RBI single. With two men down after Brendan Malone had also singled, Jack Winkler, ball was hit to the shortstop side of the bag at second. Caber Rodriguez made the play, but his throw was high and wide. So an RBI single compounded by an error with a second run scoring. So the Hounds answered the two in the top of the inning with a hat trick, and it was an 8-2 game. But in the ninth, boy, the Riders did not go away. Double by Cooper Johnson down the left field line. Good hustle double. Daniel Mateo belted one out of here over the high wall and left. That made it 8-4. A two-out single by Alejandro Osuna. And after he took second base on defensive indifference, Josh Hatcher, again, with all of that stuff we told you about going on in this game, Josh Hatcher, RBI single to left center field. Ball is bobbled by Denzel Clark. Josh turns for second, and Denzel somehow retrieved it, recovered, threw to second, got him. The game ends the last out on an RBI single. And I think that's almost a perfect way to kind of capsulize this game. So the final score is 8-5. I think they're still working on the box score next door, the official box, that is. So I don't know that we'll get official numbers on this one. There's a ton going on in this game. So, again, for the Riders, at least on my card, 5 runs on 12 bases, 3 errors, 5, 12, and 3. Rockhounds have 8 runs on 13 hits, no errors, 8, 13, and 0. Riders leave 7 men on base. The Rockhounds stranded 10 in this game. Chen Zhuang is the winner. He is 1-0. He has now gone 9 innings in 2 appearances for the Hounds and has not given up a run. David Leal and Tyler Baum relieved him. Starter Mitch Bratt, who really might have gotten through his 6 innings without allowing a run, but as it turns out, he gives up 5 and 4 of them are earned. one of them is certainly not deserved, but again, that's just the nature of the game. But Mitch will take the loss. He falls to 1-1 on the season. So I think just checking up, the final box is not going to be available while we're still here. So we'll get you set for tomorrow. I'm going to do it. I'm going to take a very quick timeout, just a half minute or so. We'll come back, get you set for baseball Friday night style, and wrap things up in just a moment. Rockhounds defeat the Rough Riders tonight by the final score of 8-5.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Friday Night Lights will be the theme tomorrow. That's appropriate for West Texas. Of course, it'll be Friday Night Lights shining on a baseball diamond. Kamar Rocker, outstanding prospect, a lot of interest in the big guy. He is, again, just joined the Riders not long ago, and he has been absolutely outstanding. Terrific story. We'll share more of that with you tomorrow. Make his third appearance. He's gone two times, seven innings, two hits, one walk, and eight strikeouts. Is not allowed a run. So Kamar Rocker has made his presence known in his first two appearances with the Riders. Mason Barnett, part of the high-profile trade between the A's and the Royals, top six prospect according to MLB.com and the A's organization, and he will go for the Hounds. Really, really good matchup tomorrow. Fireworks night on Saturday, family day on Sunday to wrap up this series. We thank you so much for coming up. Thanks for hanging in with me today. It's a crazy, bit of a crazy ball game. Tale of three games all wrapped up into one in this one. Always a pleasure, my friends, and that is from the heart. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hart's at Momentum Bank Ballpark, where the Rockhounds do win it. Final score is 8-5, their third consecutive win in this series. And until tomorrow, we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends, from Rocky Town.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.